It's showtime.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You don't have to sleep on that couch.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not. This is a huge bed. Come on, just get in and get a good night's sleep.
My penis is so confused.
You say the work, but you haven't said the words.
The work.
Prostitution.
Escort.
Escort. What's the difference?
Escort.
What's the difference?
I think it's the same.
What? Who said that? I did. Why did I say that? Oh, I think you know why I said that. I think it is very apparent. I think it goes without saying. Bear with me. There's a point there. But what is the point? I don't understand what he's saying. It seems a little shady. It seems a little foggy. Well, it's not a little foggy. There's really something going on.
And now,
Barcelona! Barcelona!
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that's how that new Beatles track is really the best.
It's, yeah, it's
can't
all
wait,
I play.
Can't wait for that to be available.
Yeah.
14-minute, they call it experimental track, which is always good. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Thursday, the 4th of Double December.
Does anyone hear me complaining about the breasts?
We are going to take your calls for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, as we do each morning at this time. 1-800-520-1067. Toll-free number. Get on the air. Get a prize. By the way, we had some great calls yesterday, and I hope some of those same people that didn't, that called through, got on hold, and then didn't get on, call back today, because we just ran out of time yesterday. But we had some really, really good ones. We needed to spend a lot of time with Dave on the phone yesterday, so that ate into our caller time.
That is true.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about a show that's on Saturday night. But I'm only going to – it's the greatest show ever, but I'm only going to tell you if you guys don't make me watch it.
It's the greatest show ever.
That's the trade-off. It's a show that you're not going to believe, yet you can't make me watch it.
But that's it's the type of show that you usually watch?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's just the most unbelievable program that's going to be on television in all of 2008. But I don't want to be the guy – I don't want you to turn around and go, well, Bean, you have to bring in clips because I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
Deal?
That's a deal.
All right.
Mike can watch it.
Dancing with the Dogs, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Saturday night at 9 on Animal Planet.
No.
A 2-hour special.
No.
With 28 different dog and handler teams competing in the World Canine Freestyle Organization's Dance Championship in Rhode Island.
Okay, now, is this
What's
it?
That Bean
is
watch it?
1-2 hour. 1-2 hour show, or is it like a series that continues?
Well, this just says it's a 2-hour special, so I don't know if there's going to be more after that. People are we need to speak. I'll tell you what, we need to speak with the WCFO. I'll tell you that. People are dancing all over the world with their dogs, says Patty Venter, the Brooklyn-based founder of the WCFO and grand dame of the show. We have competitors from Australia, South Africa, England, Germany, Finland. Ventry creates intricate routines around her skating and ballroom dancing background with her border collie dancer, rehearsing daily in a park near their home in Shepherd's Bay.
Is this people with dogs in their arms dancing, or are the dogs on the ground and they're holding their paws? What's the...
The pictures that they have in this particular article show both. They show people who are doing dancing sort of things with dogs standing next to them, and then they also show some moves where there's one picture, guys. I have to send you the article. There's one picture with a woman who's got a giant dog. I don't know what kind of Doberman or something, who's about as tall as she is, standing with his head over her shoulder, and they're kissing. Dog's tongue is visible.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
I'd like to see what happened next, you know?
This organization.
How could you
was
not want to watch that?
I can't see because then I'll take my own life.
What time
because
is
then
it?
It says here it's at 9 o'clock on Animal Planet. Because this is, I mean, I know the country's in trouble. I understand that, but we're going right off a cliff here if shows like this start getting traction. We really are. Doesn't it have to stop somewhere? And shouldn't it stop with us?
Well, yes, is the answer to all of those questions. The problem is people like a certain little cute girl that happens to work on our program has already made a note to set the TiVo.
I read that on Entertainment Weekly earlier this week.
That's the problem.
In the schedule.
But Lisa, you're not going to watch it to hate it, though. You're going to watch it for entertainment because you think it sounds good, right?
Well, I think Liza might enjoy it. I think we'll all have to sit in front of the TV.
No,
Liza's one of her dogs.
She's blind now, so I'll have to explain it to her.
You should go on the show. That sounds if there's useful. Another one, you should go on the show with your blind dog.
With my blind dog. We could do the waltz.
Yes.
Or something. I don't know. The Maltese Mamba.
Wow. Let me think. De La Hoya fight. Dancing with the Dogs.
Well, I think that choice is clear, Kevin.
Dancing
Come
with
on.
The Dogs, right?
Dancing with the Dogs.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm sending the article to producer Alex. We need to speak with somebody from the WCFO, which, by the way, claims to have 3,000 members and was founded 10 years ago.
Can we fire you, Lisa, if we talk to the WCFO and your name is on the list of members?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
All right. Just checking.
Because I applied, but they rejected me.
Oh, okay. That's a bummer.
Yes, feel free.
All right, time for your phone calls. It is Kevin and Bean's What Did You Nephew?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
It's people dancing with their dogs is what that what that show is.
Yep.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. How about this? Tickets to see The Day the Earth Stood Still at one of the fine brand new AMC IMAX theaters. That includes Burbank, Century City, Del Amo, and Santa Anita. The movie looks great, and please enjoy.
All right, let's begin with Mike in Simi Valley. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
So last week I got to go to a special screening of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Tell me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, it's the best movie I've seen in 10 years.
Wow.
No kidding.
And what makes it so fantastic, and I'm sure you guys, every time you see a movie, when they make someone look old, they look old. The makeup's bad. You can tell what they do. This was unbelievable. I don't know how they did it, but Brad Pitt, from 4 years old to 84 years old, you believed it.
Well, he's also a great actor. But this is, for those of you that don't recognize the name, Brad Pitt has some kind of disease where he is old and then grows younger as other people start young and grow older. It looks pretty good.
It looks really good.
It's fantastic. But the way they did that, it blew me away.
Well, I'm really excited. I saw Milk yesterday.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, my God.
Really amazing,
and
right?
And Sean Penn is unbelievable in that movie.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Well, this has not been a banner year for film, I think. I think there have been very few great movies this year.
I agree.
But this is the time of year, you know, thanks to when the Academy Awards fall and the nominations, I mean, this is the time of year where a lot of the best stuff does come out. I mean, there's nothing to see for months at a time, and then all of a sudden you get, you know, 4 or 5 at a time that look terrific. So both of those sound great to me.
Lisa, were people making out on the screen in your screening of Milk?
Yes.
Oh, I thought
they were men.
Special version.
A lot of men. Right in the beginning, too, man.
Yeah.
They didn't give you a second.
Nope.
Boom.
Just start making out immediately. Laura in Fullerton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Hey, did you hear about the cheerleading squad that got suspended for sending around naked pictures of themselves on their cell phones?
I did not. I'm guessing it happened in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know where it happened, but
I'll tell you where it happened. It's Seattle, Washington, USA is where it happened.
Oh, nice.
And now the parents are suing the school for not letting them be on the squad.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wait a minute. So they got kicked off the squad because they were sending around naked pictures?
That's right.
I understand. Yeah.
And now the parents are suing the school?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Good parents.
All right.
Woohoo.
Okay.
Well, it's never my kid's fault. It's always somebody else who's doing something. My kid should be allowed to do whatever he or she wants. We all know that. Come on.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
And being cheerleaders, I mean, you don't let them be cheerleaders. That ruins them for life, right?
Right.
They're not suspended from school or anything like that. They're just suspended from the squad. That's it.
Right. Right.
I know.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's a crazy story.
Totally.
And they are 17 or 18? Important question.
More like 17.
I think we're not allowed to look at the pictures.
That's what I was asking.
Don't ask anyone to send them to us.
All right. Let's go to Nick in Dana Point. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, it's me.
What it do, nephew?
What it do,
Lisa May?
What it do, Nick?
How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, I was calling about the Charger and Raiders game tonight.
Yep.
And the Chargers haven't lost to the Raiders in 5 years, and the Chargers haven't had a losing haven't lost 4 in a row in that same equal amount of time of 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that the Chargers lose to the Raiders tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, they deserve to fire Turner, their coach, because that coach is worthless. And
you're a Charger fan?
I used to be a Chargers fan, but I'm sick of their losing.
I got you.
They're playing so poorly this year, and Turner deserves to get the boot.
Okay, I got
you. They gave Marty Schottenheimer the boot for after a 13-3 season just because of politics.
Yeah.
Within the.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
By the way, but you're going to hang on though for one more week if they win tonight, though, right?
Well, I already know that they're done. Their playoff hopes this year is pretty much done anyway because they're 4-8.
Right.
But it would be pretty hilarious that if the Raiders end up knocking them off today, they would be tied with the Raiders.
What kind of a Charger fan could root for the Raiders even in one game?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. No kidding.
That's bogus. By the way, they're trying out something new. They're trying out 3D football. That game, the Chargers-Raiders, tonight in a movie theater, in some movie theaters around town.
Really?
It's not open to the public, unfortunately. It's just like they're going to try it out and see if it works because they want to use it for like Super Bowls and stuff like that to go to a
That's kind of a
theater
fun idea.
To watch the game in 3D.
As long as you can drink.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Nick. We appreciate it. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
We have, of course, some more Miss Double December contestants.
Mm-hmm.
We have Cassandra. Just after 6, she's a juggler.
Boobs.
We have Sabrina. She's a belly dancer.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And we have Janelle, who is going to do a magic trick.
This is like better than 20 billion Christmas times.
Yep, that's true. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to people who work retail this time of year. Because that's got to blow.
Brutal.
That's got to not be fun at all.
Yeah.
Petros Papadakis will be in the studio today.
I'm sorry, Petros, you had a comment?
And also, we've got your tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. We're going to be able to play a song, and you're going to listen for that and win. And we have a game that you can win.
All right.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break and right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Win those tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. It's as simple as picking up the phone and giving us a call, being caller 20 when the right song plays. How do you find out what the song is? You just go to krock.com, and there's a complete list of all the songs and all the times all day long on K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
How you doing?
Ah.
Is that an answer?
I guess.
All right.
This time of the morning.
You're going to be watching Dancing with the Dogs on Saturday night with Lisa?
No, I will be firebombing Lisa's home.
I'll be busy
throwing Molotov cocktails through her window.
She's going to be at your house,
watching
that.
That's going to be hard since Oscar De La Hoya will be on every television set in the house. So
I may have to leave early, Ralph.
Yeah, you may have to not come at all.
You'd have a spare bedroom upstairs with like a tiny little TV that Lisa and her freaky friends could sit up there and watch the dog show?
Come on, there's got to be a place.
Like there'd be someone else watching with her. Like there'd be someone else sitting next to her watching.
That is true. Yeah,
no. You don't understand. People are dancing with their dogs.
I understand.
That's a show.
I understand fully.
That's on TV.
Look,
that's not even the scariest thing on television. You know, I realized yesterday the scariest thing on television is?
Scariest.
You watch it, you go, oh, I'm scared.
What?
The freaking astrophysicist who works for Sharp Televisions.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you seen this guy, the spokesperson?
Oh,
he's got
snow
white hair like an albino, and he's got really thin, slimy fish lips and crazy eyes. He goes, you should buy this TV. I'm an astrophysicist. They were the first people to make this TV, and he's walking around. And it's just, why did they hire the guy? He's frightening. Looks like a Bond villain.
Maybe they want you to buy it out of fear.
He's horrible. Gives me the willies. Every time I see him, I have to change the channel.
But don't you somehow subconsciously feel if you don't buy it, he will kill you?
He looks like a mass murderer. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what TV to buy. Luckily, I am a rocket scientist.
Wow.
It's creepy, that dude.
Weeks me out. It's 5:53 Thursday morning. Miss Double December 2009 contestant will be joining us just after the top of the hour. Which one is coming
Cassandra.
In?
Cassandra.
Cassandra is going to be here. She's going to be doing some juggling for us. So stand by for that. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
I'd like to do some juggling with her, you know what I'm saying?
No.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Hey, you know your marriage is in good shape when the bride's mom comes out and predicts 6 months.
Bride's mom predicts
that's what that. Heidi Montag's mom says about the marriage to Spencer. She predicts it'll last 6 months.
That's optimistic.
It wouldn't surprise me if he had drugged her.
Wow.
She said regarding the wedding.
She said that out loud?
Yes.
Nice.
Spencer has tried to cut everyone out of her life. Darlene Egelhoff says to Us Magazine. Darlene Egelhoff, by the way, is Heidi's mom. Is Heidi's real name Egelhoff? Or is she remarried? I've been honest with Heidi, and it's caused our relationship to decline. I'm more devastated about that than the marriage because I'm confident the marriage won't work.
Well, that's what you want. I mean, you do want your mom, if you're a girl, you want your mom in the press predicting dire things, bad things for you.
It's hysterical that says that he's manipulative and seems to have power over Heidi. I would like to see a blood test from Mexico. It wouldn't surprise me if he had drugged her.
Let the romance begin.
He had a roofie some girl to get married to her. That's probably not the way to start off matrimonial bliss. Speaking of bliss, Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson won't stop talking about themselves. And for some reason, magazines keep letting them.
Yeah.
I couldn't be less interested in a celebrity couple. And I'm not really interested in celebrity couples in general, but this one, really. Come on now.
They don't really.
Do you want to know how Mowgli's doing?
Pete Wentz.
Yeah.
Apparently, now we know how they met.
That's great. I've
Ashley
always been wondering.
Ashley got in touch with Pete after nude pictures of Pete Wentz were made public on the internet.
Oh.
She called him to make him feel better. I don't even remember naked photos of Pete Wentz being on the internet. I don't remember
that. Yeah, they were cell phone sex photos.
Yeah.
Apparently, the incident happened shortly after she was caught lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live, and so he made her feel better about her public embarrassment, and the two have been together ever since. So it was a mutual bad decisions and public embarrassment that brought this couple together.
Well, that's what you want.
How appropriate, because now they're one big embarrassment, and they can just live their lives embarrassed. Kevin Federline seems to be a little jealous that his ex-wife Britney Spears is getting a lot of attention regarding this comeback and her new album and her birthday. So, of course, he had to grab a little limelight for himself and gave People Magazine an interview, even though they didn't really ask.
And they interviewed him?
Yes. Of course. He says that Britney's breakdown earlier this year was one of the lowest points of his life.
What?
He's got to bring it back to him somehow.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
He says he never went after custody of the kids for the cash involved.
No.
It was all about making sure the kids were okay. And she was the one who refused to work things out in their marriage, by the way, according to Kevin. She went behind my back and filed for divorce. Can you blame her, though, really?
No, not at all.
The insane thing she's ever done. And I thought this was funny. Big headlines yesterday all over the internet. Pictures of Eva Longoria Parker smoking. Da, da, da.
They were
treating it like she was in a tree blind with a sniper rifle taking out students.
Why? Well, I don't understand the story.
Because she smokes, and they have pictures. They caught her doing it, so they're publishing pictures of her smoking. Look at her. She's smoking.
But she's not pregnant or something like that?
She was just smoking.
Well, how is that a story?
Because.
Who cares?
Look at her. She's smoking.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Well, that's the point is that smoking now has got to the point it's akin to something horrible, and they catch you doing it in photographs, they will put it all over the internet and point at you with a large finger.
Whole cottage industry out there trying to get a picture of Barack Obama smoking. People are convinced that he says he quits, but he hasn't. So we're gonna prove it.
I would so light up with him. New York Post says other stars who smoke in secret.
Yes,
Lauren Conrad. Who never lights up on camera, and Anne Hathaway, who says she quit last summer, but insiders say she hasn't. Dun, dun, dun.
Jennifer Aniston got busted, too, a couple years ago. Yep.
Got her.
Yep.
Busted. Look, she wasn't kicking a puppy, okay?
Right.
She was just lighting up. As far as I know, it's illegal. It's still legal. When it becomes illegal, I'm going to be an outlaw. Kate Bosworth is Lisa's kind of person.
She loves dogs.
Oh.
And dancing.
Oh. Apparently she's got a new boyfriend named James Russo.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells Marie Claire magazine that he initially thought it was weird that she slept with her dogs when they were together in bed.
Yeah. Yep.
James said it made him a little uncomfortable. She told him to get over it. The dog will stay in the bed before you do, she said.
Look, boys come and go. Dogs are forever.
Yeah, it's only because they can't get away from you, because they're blind.
Dogs actually are not forever.
Well, they're limited. 10 to 15 lifespan. Years. They last longer than most
just
marriages.
For the record, I'm just saying.
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan! Is upset that her account got canceled by Facebook.
Why did they cancel it?
They thought she was a Lindsay Lohan impersonator.
Wow. Really?
They thought she was pretending to be Lindsay Lohan on Facebook.
How did they check? I mean, they
apparently
just,
not.
She
because
decided
it
and took it down?
She says, I laughed at first, but then I got angry. Angry because with all the people who pretend to be me on Facebook, they decide I am the fake. And then she smoked. So that was kind of funny. Apparently she contacted the powers that be behind the website, and they're going to reinstate her. Thank God.
Or someone claiming to be Lindsay Lohan contacted
her.
Or
is she?
That's right.
And real quickly, the nominations for the 51st Annual Grammy Awards were announced last night.
Great show. Do you guys watch it?
Nope.
Really entertaining.
As expected, it's a hip-hop world, more or less. But sure. A couple categories might be interesting for K-Rock listeners. Coldplay. Nominated for Record of the Year for Viva La Vida, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Record of the Year also nominated Paper Planes by MIA. How about that?
Wow.
You guys would have been shocked, and Ralph, I know you've got the list there, at how contemporary the nominations are this year. You don't even recognize this as the Grammys that we have bitched about for so long when you see some of the major categories this year. I mean, it looks like there's been some sort of overhaul, like all the old people died.
Coldplay also got nominated for Album of the Year for Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends. Song of the Year also for Viva La Vida. Best Female Vocal Performance Pop, Katy Perry got nominated for I Kissed a Girl. Let's see. Coldplay also nominated for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals.
Coldplay have the most?
I do not know how it all shook
out. I think Lil Wayne was the most with 8. I think Coldplay had 7 right behind him.
Violet Hill also got nominated for Best Rock Performance. So good times for Coldplay. Best Alternative Album, you got Beck with Modern Guilt, Narrow Stairs for Death Cab for Cutie. Gnarls Barkley, The Odd Couple, Evil Urges, My Morning Jacket, and In Rainbows, Radiohead. So, might be an interesting Grammys after all. Coldplay will be there.
He's right. Usually there's a Tony Bennett or somebody else that everybody, all the old people in the Grammys like.
Right.
And if they have a project, they're in.
Don't come at Tony Bennett, man.
I'm just saying, whoever's.
Don't pick someone else, but don't you come at Tony Bennett.
All right.
I have pictures of him smoking.
I couldn't believe Neo and Lil Wayne both nominated for Album of the Year. That's the category that really blew me away, because usually that's, you know, the freaking three tenors or Oh Brother Where Art Thou or something crazy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Plus, Neo's in that egg with all that fluid and stuff, and he's inside the Matrix. He's got to pick what pill to take and everything.
That's not the same, no.
Larry Fishburne's like, oh, I think you should go over there.
That is not
this
the same.
Man, that's he has to break out and save society. So how does he not make an same. Album that's that not good same, while yeah. he's doing that stuff,
different
too,
guy.
As well?
Different
Tom
guy.
Bien.
Can I hear you're Larry Fishburne again?
You better go over there and do that thing. Thanks. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tyra Fatass Banks is 35 years old today.
Wow.
How about that?
Boy, I'd like to punch her in the head. I really would. Remember when she used to be hot?
Oh, yeah.
And we all liked her?
Sure.
She's really an obnoxious person.
Yep.
She said recently that she could never date someone else famous because she wouldn't want all the attention. You know it's because she wants to be the most famous person in any room that she's in. She could never be married to someone or be with someone who is equally famous because she needs it all to be about her.
Yep.
Hate. Jay-Z's.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
No, thanks. Jay-Z's 39. Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite actors of all time, is 59 years old today. And Marissa Tomei, Oscar winner, turns 44 years old. I got a chance to see her in that new movie, The Wrestler, with Mickey Rourke, that's coming out soon.
Well, that's supposed to be good.
She is spectacular in it. Excellent performance by Marissa Tomei. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
So this time tomorrow, guys, we're going to be down in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, 122 East Commonwealth Avenue, the site of last year's Miss Double December pageant for 2008. We are going to be back for the pageant for tomorrow for 2009. How about that?
That's right. And admission, if you're 18 or over, is just bring a new unwrapped toy. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the people from Toys for Tots down there. We call it Toys for Tatas because we're doing Miss Double December. But if you bring an unwrapped toy that's new, we can donate it to the cause and you can get inside and see all the boobies. You know,
you can go to KROQ.com right now and check out all nine of the contestants vying for Miss Double December 2009 right now. Vote for your favorite. And I believe it's time to meet another one here this morning, which is a great way to start a Thursday.
Sing it if you know it.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my d*** is hard.
Yes, nicely done.
Sandra is 25 from Chino Hills. She is another of our finalists of the top 10 of Miss Double December 2009. You can see her picture if you want to play along at home. And, of course, you can vote for her if you'd like her to win. Cassandra, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Why do I feel like we've met you before?
Because we have. Yeah. I was here last year. Yes, I'm determined. It's a good thing.
Cassandra, 25 from Chino Hills, a return visitor from last year's Miss Double December.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
What are you going to do differently this year? Because apparently, whatever you were doing last year didn't work.
Obviously. No, I'm going to be juggling this year, and I bought a killer bathing suit that I hope will win it for me. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. She's stepping up her game.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Now.
What was it like for you? Just one more question about last year, since you were there at the same location that we're going to be at on Friday morning in Fullerton. What was it like for you on the morning of the pageant? That was crazy times, wasn't it?
Yes, insane. I mean, I was nervous. It was raining. You know, there were all these people everywhere. And then I was trying to stay focused. But then everyone was like, ooh, take a shot. You know, drinking. Oh, that. I was like, you know, I'm going to throw up before I even go up there.
It went south so quickly because everyone was drinking.
Yeah.
It's really hard to...
We couldn't stop them from drinking. Nope. I mean, at some point, we were trying to stop them, and it was impossible.
Yeah, here's the problem. The problem was last year at the live show, and by the way, we're going to be live again this Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's right, at the Slide Bar on Commonwealth Avenue, downtown Fullerton. All the details at krock.com, and you are invited, if you're 18 and over, to come see the pageant live.
But the problem was that we allowed people to come in off the street and give you guys shots.
Yeah.
So they were drinking for free, and it just went south quickly.
Who knows? Like, they're going to been roofies or something.
Yeah, that's true.
We hadn't even thought of that.
Hang on, let me make a note. Roofies.
Did you guys all, with the various competitions, with the nighttime wear and then the swimsuit and everything, do you guys all change, like, in the same room, by the way?
Oh, yes. Man. Yes. Oh. I mean, I was just kind of amazed. It was kind of like the gym, you know, when you just look and there are boobs somewhere, there's crotch or something like that, because some of the girls didn't care. So I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought I should bring a little curtain or something. I felt modest, but...
Can you take pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mind?
All right, we have a questionnaire for all the girls at KROQ.com. Here's what Cassandra had to say. What celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? Who did you answer and why?
Oh, okay, well, because I love Johnny Depp, so ultimately, like, oh, he's great. But then I was watching Old School, and it was making me laugh so hard. I would be like, Vince, you need to come with me.
You would want Vince Vaughn because he could make you laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
The thin or the fat Vince Vaughn?
Thin.
Okay.
I mean, he still looks good, a little bit thicker, but yeah.
Did you see him in Before Christmas?
He'd be fun.
No, I have not seen that movie yet.
Very funny. He is better than the movie. Like, he is every time. He's always better than the movie.
Is he fat or thin?
He's been at the buffet. He's had a few meals.
Cassandra, if you were a stripper, what's the one song that you would love to dance to?
Oh, okay. It's Sadness by Enigma. Everyone thinks it's like sadness and depressing. Yeah.
This could be the most bummer song I have. I mean, it sounds like you're in church. Who wants to watch a girl gyrating on a pole to church music?
That doesn't sound churchy right there. It has a little bit of a spin on it. You know, a little seductiveness going on right there.
Once it gets into the principles of lust, that part's hot.
Yeah.
But this part, we don't need these guys.
I know, the chanting, we could do without the chanting.
Okay.
Because people feel like a little bit, you know, like they should go to confession after doing that, you know?
Yeah, it makes them feel naughty or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm, and then, like, on the Chappelle show, he uses that, too. Like, it's really funny.
And your talent that you're going to perform for us here this morning and also live in Fullerton on Friday. This is unusual. We've seen some interesting things from the girls this week, but you're the first who has said she is going to juggle for us. What's that all about?
I am going to juggle, but this is awkward. Okay, like, I get to the studio today, and I'm looking for my balls inside my duffel bag, and I lost them.
You lost your
balls? Yeah, they're more than likely at my house, but it was seriously, like, the most intense morning. There was traffic, I got car sick, and then I lost my balls.
Sure, you hate your balls.
Yeah,
my balls.
Yeah, I lost my balls.
You seen my balls?
Yeah. Not
yeah,
with
so it's
balls.
A little awkward. I apologize, everyone. Yeah, vote for me.
Okay, we
I
have.
Forgot. I have balls for you.
We have
you
three footballs. We have three footballs
three
for you.
Three footballs?
Yep.
Or baseballs. Okay.
No, we start with footballs. We go to baseballs.
Oh my
Don't
gosh,
tell her
footballs?
About the baseballs yet. Yeah,
footballs. Is a little...
But they're kind of nerfy.
Yeah, the football. Yeah, see if Good I hand. Can't catch that.
They're kind of soft, nerfy footballs.
Well, we just want you to try.
We're not talking about her boobs here, Kevin. We're talking about what she's juggling, all right?
Okay. It won't be. Okay, I can only do probably two on it.
Well, I can do two.
No, because I can't hold them.
What's the point? Try three. Try.
My hands are too big.
Zero in close, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we videoing?
Yes.
I won't be. I don't want to break
try
anything
it.
If it falls down.
Nice. All right. Okay. All right now. This is good radio. Okay, here's some baseballs.
Yeah, okay.
Try the baseballs.
Even more so, I don't want to break anything.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
juggling the
yeah.
baseballs. Yeah. She's yeah. absolutely yeah. juggling. How about that?
My balls are...
Nicely done.
My own balls are better, but these are good.
That's what he said.
She doesn't like your balls, Mike.
All right, before
no,
we
work,
let you go...
They work. That's all that
they
matters.
Do work,
it's okay.
Right.
We don't demand a lot. Trust me.
Before we let you go and urge people to go to KROQ.com, take a look at Cassandra's picture. We'll have video up later on today, and you can vote for her to be Miss Double December 2009.
Vote for me.
Why do you want the job is the final question for you today.
Well, because I think it's just, I don't know. I love the show. I love K-Rock. I love music. So I think it's just great to be part of that. But then also, too, like, again, just like my answer was last year, I want to go to the concerts and meet
yeah.
these bands. Yeah, because sure. I especially the lineup this year. Last year was Linkin Park. And then this year there's The Cure. There's so many classic bands on there. It's just ridiculous. Like, I mean, music is a passion of mine, so.
Gotcha.
Music and balls.
Music and balls.
That's what you want in a woman.
And we will see you tomorrow, then, I guess, at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We'll see you in the morning.
Yes, you will.
All right, Cassandra.
Bye, guys. Come see me.
Go to the website, krock.com, Kevin and Bean, and vote for Cassandra from Chino Hills.
Yes.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you.
This is Bean speaking. I worked a lot of Christmases in retail in my early years, a lot of them.
You imagine?
I don't remember anyone ever dying. Like, not one time, not the most rabid shopper. I don't remember anyone getting trampled to death. No one ever got shot on my watch. It just didn't happen.
No, you just don't remember it.
Yeah. You don't remember anything.
You don't remember
dude.
Anything.
There
could have been just bloody carnage all around you at Savon, wherever you're working, and you wouldn't remember.
It could have been the Taj Mahal in Mumbai. I would have no memory of it. But that is apparently what is happening this year. There's been a couple of stories that have made a lot of news. A lot of people have started to go, wow, really? We're doing all this for an Xbox? I mean, really?
Yeah.
This is what it's come to?
Well, there was the Toys R Us in where? Palmdale? Palm Desert?
Palm Desert.
Gunfight at the Toys R Us Corral.
On Friday, two men who pulled guns and started shooting at each other inside the store were killed. At the time, the store was crowded with shoppers and children. No one else was hit. Witnesses say the wives of the two men started fighting just before the men started shooting. Today, armed security guards were in and outside that store.
A little late, if you ask me, but okay.
Fernell, by the way, sure does articulate.
Yeah, he's
the whitest black man in the world. Nothing says the holidays like armed security guards in a toy store. Nothing says Christmas.
So the wives, I guess, were arguing over a toy they wanted, I imagine. And
no,
then...
I think one guy said something about another guy's woman or something.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it was shopping related or not, but...
And then they said, I challenge you to a duel.
One guy said, oh, yeah, and showed his gun, apparently, in his waistband. And unfortunately, the guy he chose to do that to also had a gun.
Come on.
And then it was just quick draw. And then it was Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp.
This is crazy.
But at least they were good shots. I'm glad they killed each other instead of an innocent bystander.
That is true. So, there were kids and families and stuff in there trying to buy, you know,
So toys. It is sort of a survival of the fitness Darwinian example of how sometimes things work out.
And then there was the Walmart employee. And then we're going to take your phone calls if you have to work retail or had to work retail during the holidays. It seems like that would be a special level of hell. This is the Walmart in New York.
A day after a worker was trampled to death by an early morning Black Friday stampede inside this Long Island Walmart, people are wondering just how a post-holiday hunt for bargains could cost someone their life. This woman was inside the store.
He was trying to control the crowd. No use. They just pushed on him.
That employee fell to the floor, was stepped on by hundreds of people.
Police say the crowd even jostled first responders as they attempted to revive Demithai Damore, who was pronounced dead at the hospital about an hour later. Police say there wasn't enough security at the store. In a statement, Walmart calls the incident an unfortunate event that happened in spite of extra security and working closely with police on precautions at the store.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Hundreds. That whole Walmart's all hard, aren't they? One of your guys died. Yeah, that's an unfortunate event.
I wish that hadn't happened.
Not quite a tragedy. We can't really bump it up to tragedy. We just have to leave it at unfortunate.
And certainly not our fault.
But two or three people step on the guy. Doesn't anyone say, hey, just let him get up for a second?
Have you ever worked retail, Kevin?
No.
Have you ever seen the mob mentality that takes over during these Christmas sales?
I have not. You?
It's horrific.
Yeah.
I spent a year working at Toys R Us back in Philadelphia.
A year. But it was That's a long time at Toys R Us.
It was a year, but it only spanned one Christmas season. I worked sort of summer to summer.
Right.
So I only did one sentence of Christmas shopping while I was there, but it was during the Cabbage Patch doll phenomenon.
Oh.
And I saw behavior coming out of people that you wouldn't expect in a prison riot. People elbowing and fighting. I saw a woman bite another woman.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
On the arm as she was reaching for one of these dolls.
Oh. She bit her.
We had people making money by making phone calls, accepting bribes from customers and making phone calls when a pallet of dolls would be delivered into the back.
I remember that. They would all step to the side and go, hey, what's it worth for your time if you call me? Yeah. Give me a heads up. Put me on a list or whatever.
And I remember thinking, Jesus right now must be so pleased that this is how people are celebrating his birthday. By biting each other and punching and kicking and throwing elbows, bows to the dome for a freaking doll.
Yeah.
Kevin, you've often said that you get into a place where you do anything for your kids. I mean, you just want to make your kids happy. That must be where this is coming from most of these people, is they're there to buy stuff for their kids under the tree. That's hard to get, right?
99% of people would say, I'm not going to kill someone over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not going to let it escalate to physical violence.
This is a special level of ridiculous hell where people are just out there and they must be frustrated because they can't get the item, and they're frustrated because of traffic, and they're frustrated by everything going on.
And at some point, it has to stop being about their kids, and it's just competition.
Right.
At some point now, they're just
no.
In
it
the
becomes
game
a pack
win.
Of dogs where they're just going for a piece of meat. You see their eyes glaze over and they become different people. I'm sure all of these people in New York would never in a million years think they're the kind of person who could walk on someone else.
Hundreds, though. You think all hundreds of those people would say I would never
individually
do that?
One of those people would never step on another person's hand, let alone they would feel horrible about it. But when you put them in that mob mentality, it just gets.
And the thing is, if people are pushing from the back, they don't even know there's a guy down in front.
We're going to take your phone calls.
So you're
by
saying
the way,
it's okay?
No, I'm just saying.
Lisa's glad the guy died. It's not
even
unfortunate.
Know. Whatever.
Mbappe
Ungandanawa.
I heard he was an ass.
That's just an unfortunate incident, by the way.
That is all it is.
That's all it is.
We want to hear from you if you, like Ralph, have worked retail at the holiday season. Maybe you're working retail at the holiday season right now, and you know what it's like. You know about this glazed over look in their eyes.
I
you know
need
about
an
this
Elmo
mob
live.
Mentality.
Get me an Elmo live.
I think the closest I ever came to seeing it with my own eyes, Kevin, was when we were at the quote-unquote Depeche Mode riot at the warehouse store at the Beverly Connection, when people started pressing up against the glass and it started to bow, and it was really only a matter of time and just good luck that whole glass window did not collapse and people didn't start streaming into the store and tearing those guys apart.
And we did the right thing at the time, which is to run for our lives.
Absolutely. We did. Yes, that's right.
Didn't try to settle it down. Nothing.
You trampled Depeche Mode on the way out.
Gone. Yeah. So quickly. All right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Talking about the
what are you gonna do when Santa comes by?
I'm gonna say what's up.
Sorry, got too excited about the Christmas season.
Talking to people who have to work retail at this time of year. It is frustrating to be a customer, but I can't imagine dealing with frustrated customers as somebody who works
there. Oh God, no.
Yeah, that's
the worst job ever.
Seems bad.
Hell on earth. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Israel in Anaheim, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's Anaheim and Israel. I'm not sure, but he's on line 8. Hey, Israel, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
What's up, guys? What's up, Lisa?
Good morning.
You work retail at the holidays?
Yeah, I did, actually, a couple years ago. I worked at a toy store up in Anaheim, and it was, I don't know if you guys remember the little Furbies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why those were popular, but we knew that we were going to have like a crazy mob scene for that. So we had a couple cameras on top of those monsters.
Right.
And when people was rushing to get them, they went like hotcakes, and there was about three left. And some guy was reaching out for one, and he actually got stabbed in the hand so he can pull his hand back. And some other person took one of the last Furbies.
Oh, my god!
He got stabbed in the hand while reaching for a Furby?
Yeah, it was either like a razor blade or some sort of sharp object because we saw it on the camera. And when the security saw it, they just bum rushed him and just took him to the ground.
Dude.
Nothing says Christmas like a bum rush by security. Tell you that right now.
Thank you, Israel. That's a fantastic story. And by the way, a lot of these crazes, like with the Furby, 6 months after that, you could buy that same Furby for $1.99 in the discount aisle.
Yep. Let's go to Leah in Laverne. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
What store were you working at?
I worked at Robinson's May a couple years ago during Christmas. And about a 70-year-old lady and someone who's about 30 got in a shoe fight about their place in line. And they started throwing shoes at each other and pulling off the register.
A 30-year-old and a 70-year-old?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they knocked over the register.
Uh-huh. Luckily, I wasn't working the register.
Wow. Who ended up winning that?
There was no really winning. People broke up the fight, and then nobody knew who was in line.
Wow, good times.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then they all started throwing shoes.
Yeah.
I like it. Thank you for the
good
call.
Times.
Wow, you people suck.
Yeah, they really do.
Adrian in Fullerton, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there. What store were you working at?
Hey, I work at Kohl's.
Okay, Kohl's. Okay.
And then I had this lady, she was in the top 10 of the line, and then her water broke, and she absolutely refused to get out of line because she was waiting in line for about 2 hours.
She was pregnant and her water broke, and she wouldn't get out of line.
She wouldn't. She refused all the managers. We had to find her sister, and her sister finally talked her out of getting out of line and getting to the hospital.
Well, now, two questions for you, Adrian. First of all, what was she in line waiting to buy? Do you remember?
Just a bunch of grocery stores. We had one of the. It was this year, actually, on last Friday.
Did and you say had, just groceries?
No, clothes is a retail. We sell a bunch of clothes.
So it was clothes.
Clothing.
Okay. Clothes. She wanted to buy clothes. Okay, and secondly, don't you have some time after your water breaks? I mean, don't you have a few hours before you have to give birth to the baby?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I think the doctor would say, though, if your water breaks, go ahead and, you know.
And head to the hospital. You'd best be laying down rather than standing online.
Yeah. You don't want this guy. You don't want Adrian delivering your baby in line.
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Doesn't sound like it. Mop it up.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa, for bringing that strong visual to us. Wow, we got so many and, of course, so little time. Let's talk to Max in Placentia. He's on line one. Placentia kind of reminds me of that last call, too. Hey, Max, you saw something unbelievable at what store?
I sure did. Hey, boys. Hey, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Morning. I worked in a private hobby shop, and I've seen two mothers pulling hair and putting their hands on each other's children to toys. One woman pulled one child away from the toy, dug her nails into the child's arm, and threw the child to the ground.
Oh, my God. Dude.
She did that to somebody else's kid?
That's correct, because the other child had their hand on the toy. You remember a Hot Wheels craze a few years ago?
You know, this it's really weird because you can almost, you know, mention every year and what item no one could get at Christmas that everybody wanted somehow, and it's just ridiculous.
Wow.
But somebody else touches your kid. I mean, that's when you pull out a gun.
You take him out.
Right?
Yeah.
Although, Lisa heard that kid was an ass.
That's true. She did. The kid was just an ass. Thank you for the call.
Deserved it.
Let's go to Sean and Glendora. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Good morning.
What store were you at?
I was working at a Target.
Okay.
And what happened was, it was probably about 9 in the morning or so. So, like, the big, huge rush had gone away, but there was still a fair amount of people in the store.
Right.
And there was a grandma. She had a full shopping cart of DVDs and, like, a TV and DVD player, that everything. And she turned to her right to pick up something else. And this guy, out of nowhere, ran up, pushed her out of her way, and jacked her shopping cart.
What?
Wait, he wanted the whole cart. He wanted everything that she had in the cart?
It took everything, because it was just so hard to get that stuff. Like, everything was already sold out. All the movies and the DVD players and the TV.
Was it already paid for?
No, it wasn't already paid for.
Well, he's an idiot. He should have waited until she paid for it. Then you'd take it.
So what happened to the guy? Did something happen to him?
Yeah, security eventually caught him, but where it happened is he took the car, and it was about five steps, and he could make a left-hand turn, so he was out of line of sight for a lot of people.
Oh, I see.
We didn't really see where he went, but yeah, security did eventually catch him at the front door.
Wow. All right. Here's what I know about old ladies. Easy to push down.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's true, yeah. And I think this is a useful segment for some of our listeners who haven't figured out how to get their holiday shopping done this year. Right. You get them some good tips on what to do.
It's a tough year, you know, money-wise.
Sure.
I know you don't want to do this, Bean, but let's go to Frank in Santa Clarita. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
What store were you working at?
Working in Walmarts. Okay. In the Walmart stores. I've been working like retail for like 10 years, so I've seen a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay.
Well, for about 3 or 4 years straight, there'd be this guy. We called him the Phantom Pooper.
We've talked about this before.
We've talked about a guy we had here that was the Phantom Pooper.
But we've also talked about it in retail stores, remember?
I told you guys about when I worked in Nordstrom's, a lady would go in the dressing room.
Yeah.
All the time.
A repeat offender.
And Frank, you had that for 3 or 4 years in a row?
Yes. That's why we called him the Phantom Pooper. Year we would be waiting for this guy, and we'd be like, you know, we're going to catch him this year any day now. He's going to come in. He would just take a poop on the ground, on like in the electronics counters. Like he'd just like hit the corner and just take a dump and then just take off. And every year the same group of people worked around me, and I had this one guy clean every year. I felt so bad for him, but
he's
his boss, so I was like, I'm not cleaning that stuff up. Yeah, clean that stuff.
Oh, the baby Jesus would be very happy with this conversation.
God.
Wow. Well, thank you for the call.
At the holidays, were there at least any nuts?
It was... No.
Open wide for Chunky. Oh.
That's how you want to wake up right there.
Yeah.
That's sure. What I'm saying. Yeah. I get you out of bed.
This weekend, by the way, is the what used to be called the big game. Maybe not so much this year, but USC-UCLA is going to be Saturday. Our friend Petros Papadakis is going to be in talking about that and other sports-related stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. That'll be on the way. Plus, we'll meet another Miss Double December 2009 hopeful after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Speaking of Double Ds, I want to give you a heads up, listeners. Get your votes in because it is tight this year.
Yep. Oh.
Yes, no, it is.
Really, the top five are all within like a couple hundred votes of each other. So if you've got a favorite, make sure you vote because every vote counts.
The voting is going to be open, I believe, until tomorrow morning at 8 when we do the live.
And voting isn't a right, Kevin. It's a privilege.
It is. That's correct. Keep
that
in
mind. But it's your duty as an American. Man, this story is horrible. Did you hear about Mark Ruffalo's brother?
No.
I did.
Actor Mark Ruffalo has a brother named Scott who is a hairstylist. Has worked in salons all over Beverly Hills and Santa Monica. They found him shot in the head, execution style, in his home in Beverly Hills. He is still alive.
What?
Clinging to life by a thread, as they say. He's in intensive care, and they're still trying to figure out what's going on. But the police apparently call it a suspicious shooting, and they are investigating currently. But...
Is it possible it's that same dude that killed Jennifer Hudson's mom?
I'm guessing not.
Just wonder if he's got a thing for celebrity relatives. It's a weird coincidence, that's all. I'm just saying that have two famous people like that have family members in the same...
In completely different parts of the country.
One's in Chicago, one's in Beverly
Hills.
He's
so crafty, though. I mean, who would ever put those two together?
Really, you're sticking with this?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Bean will be starring a new series called Law & Order Asshole. It's a new series from producer Dick Wolf. You can see it on NBC this fall.
So he just insults people?
Yeah. He just goes to crime scenes and just mocks the families
Makes
of the victims.
The families.
I'm not impressed.
New casting news. Apparently, they are going to remake the movie Arthur. Have you ever seen Arthur?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Don't remember much about it.
It is a great comedy. You should rent it and take a look again because Dudley Moore, who is now passed away,
he was drunk, right? That was his
was a drunk, yeah. And you couldn't make this movie today because people would say there's nothing funny about drunks. Man's an alcoholic; it's not funny. But this guy wasn't alcoholic. He was drinking because he was unhappy. Thought he was super rich.
Right.
And he had a very funny butler named Hobson,
right,
who took care of him because his father was sort of non-existent in his life. Anyway, they're remaking that film, which breaks my heart. But Russell Brand has been cast as Arthur.
Well, he is funny.
He is funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can top Dudley Moore in that particular role, that signature role.
Yeah. And it depends on who the butler is going to be, too.
Isn't that the funniest thing? Love that movie.
Sounds like my dad.
Don't you hate Perry's wife? He's looking for his girlfriend. He goes to the wrong apartment. Some guy named Perry lives there, and his wife answers the door in curlers and cold cream. Perry! Perry, somebody's at the door. Who are you? Perry, get out here! And like 20 minutes late in the film, completely unrelated, he goes, don't you hate Perry's wife?
Great stuff.
They're also remaking Romancing the Stone.
Why?
I don't remember
Michael
that
Douglas and Kathleen Turner. Action-adventure comedy about two people being action-y.
Okay. Is there some sort of a lack of scripts out there? They can't make some new movies, or what's going on?
I've been asking that question for years. I rarely get the remake. Especially when movies are really well done the first time around. You rarely get a product that is as good as the original. And secondly, these in a day and age where you can see anything you want on DVD. Why would you have to remake something? Mm. Used to be in the old days when they released movies that then movies would disappear. You'd never see them again unless they showed up on television late nights or something. You could see why they would remake films, but certain films, and especially like Romancing the Stone, which is just sort of a basic action adventure romance. There's no like interesting hook there. There's no high concept there.
It was diamond or something.
They were looking for a jewel. Okay. And it's like why would you have to? Why couldn't you write a brand new action adventure story?
As complex as looking for
a diamond?
No.
That's a good point.
No way.
Who can come up with that plot twist? Inexplicable. Kate Winslet, speaking of movies, is doing a lot of press for her new movie, Revolutionary Road, where she is reunited with her Titanic co-star, Leonardo DiCaprio. They're working together again. By the way, have you seen Kate Winslet lately?
Yes.
She looks amazing.
Looking every year.
I thought he died in the ocean, and she went back kind of on her own. She was by herself.
She's really old.
Yeah.
Really old.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. She's young again. And he's
alive again.
He got alive. Okay. Apparently, they play a couple in this film, and there's a lot of hot sex scenes.
Oh, all right.
Here's the weird part, though. The director is her husband, Sam Mendes.
Awkward.
Yeah, she was saying it's kind of odd to have your husband directing you in a sex scene with someone else while you're on the set. Where he would be yelling things like, Leo, grab her thigh.
That's what I do.
That is weird.
That's right.
Kate admits it was weird, but she quickly got over it. So,
plus, he knows that Leo didn't enjoy it.
That's true.
That's cute.
We've seen that movie. Yeah, right. Kate is one of those A-list actresses who's brilliant and still not afraid to get naked, which is fantastic.
She's all about the naked.
Naked in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Couldn't be freer with her nakedness.
No. God bless her.
She shares.
And good news for all of us who are fans of Californication. Showtime's just announced they have given the go-ahead for a third season of the David Duchovny comedy series.
Excellent.
The 12-episode season is scheduled to premiere late in 2009, so you're going to have to wait a while. But Duchovny will be back as Hank Moody, the novelist, and serial shagger.
Yeah.
A whole new bunch of chicks for him to bang, too, in real life.
How
dare you?
What? He's been in rehab. He's better now.
Okay. Yeah. He's single, though, too, is what I'm saying.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Tyra Banks is 35 years old today. How many cakes is she going to eat?
All
the cake. Don't try to get a cake today. I'm just saying. Don't go. Go to Albertsons or Ralph's. Hey, can I get one of those cakes? Nope. Sorry.
Gone.
Out of cake. All the sheet cakes are gone. Jay-Z's 39. Marissa Tomei turns 44 years old today. And actor Jeff Bridges, one of my favorites. The dude. He is 59. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Miss Double December 2009, the pageant is tomorrow. You can still vote at KROQ.com, and it's time to meet another contestant.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hot.
Sabrina.
Hello.
Sabrina.
What Bean is saying is Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Sabrina. That is exactly what I'm saying. Wow. Look at her and look at those and welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
Good. I'm great.
You are 23 years old, Costa Mesa. You administrate what?
Roth Staffing. It's a staffing company. We staff clerical, legal, and accounting.
I bet you do.
I get people jobs.
There is a questionnaire online. What celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? You said Paul Walker or David Beckham.
Both.
Okay. Well, you only got one choice, but okay. All right. If you were a stripper, what song would you love to dance to? And you put down Just Dance.
Lady Gaga.
Look at her. She's moving it. Do you have any kind of dancing experience, Sabrina, besides just as an amateur in the clubs and stuff?
Are you a stripper?
No.
That's what he's asking.
Definitely not.
Okay.
What is it about this song that does it for you?
The beat. And it makes me want to dance.
It sure does. Wow, they really bounce. Okay. And if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? What was your answer?
To be invisible, so that way I can just know what's going on, because I'm nosy rosy.
Yeah.
Girls are always like that. Guys want to be really strong and they want to fly, and girls want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys want to be invisible for a whole different reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so they can see stuff.
We want to hear what's really being said about us. That's what we want.
Sabrina, you said if selected as a finalist, you're going to ask to be performing the talent show. What is your talent?
Belly dancing.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
I don't. I can move my stomach and I can shake my hips, so I figured,
why not?
Might as well.
You didn't work at one of those restaurants where you did it or anything like that?
No, but I kind of have the look. I get it all the time. They're like, wow, can you shake it? And then my, face just kind of goes with it. So,
sure.
Why not?
When you say you have the look, do you have are you a mutt? Do you have all sorts of different kinds of backgrounds?
No, not at all. I'm actually half Mexican, half white, but everybody, thinks I'm Arabic or, some type of
Persian.
Foreign from my...
Something exotic.
Yeah.
Right? Why do you want to be Miss Double December?
Because it's a new experience, and not to mention I have a great support team. I have my, friends, family, and my bra kind of pushed me to do it, so they're keeping them up, and I'm here.
Your bra did? Your bra pushed you to do it?
Kinda.
Does it talk to you?
No, but they support them, and they're supporting me, so.
Yeah. All right. Who's the dude in the next room? Who's that guy?
That's my friend.
Friend.
He came along just to support me.
Boyfriend?
No. Aww. I'm actually single.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Kevin. What? You got a cough?
I had a little cough. Okay. Sorry. Something in my throat.
He cannot be happy.
How can he be just friends with you? That must be so frustrating for him. He must go home at night and just kick the wall.
Oh, he wants it, but...
Wow. Nice. Well, like,
He's just being honest.
Have you thrown him a bone?
No, he's a great friend, and
okay,
he's
then.
Here for support, and I couldn't ask for anybody else to be here, so.
All right, if you win, let's try to work out a deal for our brother in the other room. If you win, will you give a little something-something? If you win the pageant tomorrow.
If he's lucky.
No, that's not good enough.
If he's lucky. All right, well, that's not required. It's not contingent on anything
other than to vote. Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Yeah. Sabrina is who we are talking to, by the way, and the Miss Double December 2009 pageant is going to be tomorrow at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Same place as last year, although if you were one of the unlucky people who came down last year and couldn't get in because it was too crowded, we have rearranged everything down there. There's tons more room, tons more people, 18 and up. It's at 122 East Commonwealth Avenue in downtown Fullerton. Again, it's called the Slide Bar if you want to look it up. Now, this is very important. 18 and up, but you got to bring a new unwrapped present for Toys for Tots. We're looking for toys and gifts and things like that for Toys for Tots. It's our Toys for Tots drive. Representatives will be there collecting for both L.A. and Orange County, but you will not get in unless you bring down a new unwrapped toy. That is important. If you can't make it, this is also something you need to know. We are going to be streaming it online. You can actually watch it tomorrow live on KROQ.com, and that's a pretty good deal right there, too.
Can't promise that'll work, but we'll try. We'll do our best. We'll show you the most we can. All right, Sabrina, you're going to be belly dancing for us. Would you mind? The camera's right there. Lightning is dangerously close.
Yes.
Invading your space.
We have some appropriate music here, Psycho Mike, we can use for the lovely Sabrina.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my goodness.
She took off her sweater.
Yeah, she did. My snake is coming out of the bottle.
Wow.
She can't hear the music.
The headphones back on.
That's going to be awkward.
There we go.
I'm so embarrassed that this is the music. Because she's half Mexican and half white.
Right. She's definitely wiggly, though.
This will be a crowd pleaser.
Yes, it will.
Right. Those look like the kind of abs that you would be impressed with from
I'm
here, anyway.
Impressed all around.
Yeah, it's a pretty good look.
Belly button ring.
That little top is just barely staying on.
Yeah. It is trying hard to not let go.
it's screaming for help.
Lisa is correct that this is going to go over very well tomorrow.
Yep.
I think so, yeah. Although, let's revisit the music. This is a little North Tower-y for me.
Very good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Sabrina.
Lisa, let us say.
She was done.
Well, I know, but let us say she's done. Cut it short.
It's hard without the coins because it makes me.
Oh.
Are you going to bring the coins?
$50 bill? Yes.
Tomorrow I will have the nice voluptuous costume on.
All right.
Excellent. Oh, okay. Costume too. Fantastic. All right. Sabrina, 23, Costa Mesa. You can see her, read her questionnaire, and later on today you'll see video of her belly dancing up at KROQ.com. Please vote for Sabrina, and she will be with us in Fullerton tomorrow as she contends to be Miss Double December 2009. Thanks, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Top of the mountain, Miss Double D contestant. Valley, Petros Papadakis.
Come on.
Wow.
Are you saying that I have man boobs?
I'm just saying.
Oh, are you trying to wait? Hold on.
The difference from 10 minutes ago to now.
I ain't got no man boobs.
Is extreme.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I heard those girls juggling on the radio up here. If that's your idea of good radio,
yes, it
you're
is.
Lucky to have me in here. And I do not have. Lisa, just look at me.
No,
I have small nipples, but I do not have man boobs.
Not at all.
Not at all. No, you would even hold on.
Kevin wasn't suggesting that you have large
boobs.
Just saying,
top of the mountain, Miss Double December. That you're saying that I have moves.
I'm saying hot, ugly.
Come
that's
here,
what
Lisa.
I was
they're like pecs here. Touch them, Lisa. Touch them.
But I wasn't even saying that.
Hard as a rock.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Ring the bell. Come on now.
I'm not ringing the bell. For a dude,
ring
especially
it.
For you.
Ring it.
I don't think so.
I'm just sorry. Not going to do
I
it.
I do not have man boobs. And you know what?
Listen
I'm
to me.
Bent out of shape.
Really? Why?
That I am not
what a surprise.
Judging Miss Double December tomorrow.
You were invited.
I know.
You couldn't make
I gotta
it.
I
got to
go. I'll be in Berkeley, California at Top Dog, the communist hot dog stand.
Wow.
Where it says nobody for president over the grill.
Not our fault. We did not arrange your schedule.
Really? Yeah, Golden Bears versus the Washington Huskies. Catch the fever. Pac-10 game of the week. FSN, wow. Fox Sports Net. Petros Papadakis on the call. Yeah.
It gets to be this time of year, and Petros has pretty much had it with his schedule.
A little punchy is your boy, the old P. And
he
I have some other
football.
Issues. Your intern, the one's not here today.
Oh.
Yes.
That girl. Madison.
Madison. Yes.
Liar. An absolute liar. I heard what she talked about my cousin here. Lies.
She said that she went home with him. If I could recap, she went home with him and slept in his bed, but didn't give him any sex.
Made out with him.
Although made out with
made
him.
Made out with him, and she omitted a couple things that the old P can fill in here.
Okay.
Like what?
Number one, she told him that night that she's very into him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She really wants him.
That's quite different.
And then gives him nothing.
From his
And then the other story. Day... She stalked him on a date. She saw him walking down the street to the Starbucks. She rolls into the Starbucks while he's with another girl and is texting him up from the corner like the shadow. Like who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
She confessed to doing that last Friday.
Yeah, she is an absolute succubus of a person. She is the worst girl I have ever heard on the radio, and I'm sorry that I got her an internship here.
Because of you.
It's not my
That's
fault.
Right. It's
yes,
your fault.
Look, I told you guys why I wanted her hired.
Yes.
Is because she said that she liked my cousin.
Right.
Which was a ploy to work here. And she treats my cousin poorly.
And you fell for it, and then you hoisted
her on us. I didn't fall for it. No. I told you guys. If I thought she was worth anything, I'd say, here's somebody I know. I wouldn't even tell you that I was hoping my cousin would have sex with her.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't even say it. But I told you guys. I prefaced it. Here's a dumb girl. She's hot. I kind of want her to have sex with my cousin who lives in the same apartment complex as me. Would you please hire her? And you guys did so, and let her spread lies and filth about my proud family from San Pedro, California. You know, who gets in bed with a guy after she tells him she's really into him, gives him nothing, and then throws him under the bus on K-Rock? Worst person on earth.
Oh, come on. There
she
has
is
to be.
Filled
she's
with
worse
rotten
than OJ?
Trash.
She's worse than OJ?
Absolutely.
What?
She might as well have turned my cousin into a Pez dispenser with the way she treated him. Awful person. But my cousin's fine, by the way. We're fine.
That sounds like
we
it.
Don't need her.
It doesn't sound like there's any resentment or anger at all.
We don't need to be stalked on dates at the local Starbucks on Western Avenue either.
Yeah, that's quite an a-hole move.
I'm here in the corner. Dude's trying to have a date with a girl that's not as hot.
Just for
it's
the
not,
record.
That's not cool.
Just for the record, we pointed that out to her, and we have pointed out to her every step along the way that it's BS.
We have. Make her suffer and wear it. Make her wear it. I'm very angry about this.
So what that means, but
I don't know why my blood is boiling over an intern that has nothing to do with me, but still.
I don't think you care what it's about. I think you're an angry, angry person.
You know what? You're right.
You know, it's just
I can understand those people trampling each other and knifing each other at the you should see me on the road every day. I get so angry and mad, and I beat on the steering wheel, and I punch the radio, and I punch the airbag, and
you don't
I
seem
slap
like
myself.
The, like the patient type.
I crack my fingers. I do many things that really, you know, it's a tough time of year for your brother, the old P.
Right. You need to do some deep breathing exercises.
What's with Psycho Mike looking like a freaking grunge rocker today, too, by the way?
He's got a different look.
You know what? Nobody wears those shirts anymore. The flannel shirts with the metal buttons that you get at the Boot Barn and think you're all cool.
He is at the point now where he's just looking around the room at things that he can hate, just that he can lash out at.
And how old are you with a Volcom shirt on, Kevin? Come on, man. You're going to go hit the slopes, going to go Black Diamond after this, brother?
Maybe I am.
You look good, though, Lisa. You look great.
Thank you, Pete.
Sure. Yeah,
only Lisa is safe.
Look, I told you guys, if I came in here and that intern was here, I was going to get hot because I heard that segment you did with her where she was calling out my cousin, who's a decent young man.
But we were telling her how wrong
she was. Any girl would be lucky.
And the listeners were calling and telling
her. You know what? You guys are right. Thanks for having my back.
You're welcome.
Who makes it right and hopes for the best? I mean, who does that?
That was our question.
That was the best thing ever. She went to get food for us, and she didn't know where the whatever Jack in the Box was, and she just didn't ask, and she went out and got in her car and made a right and hoped for the best in Los Angeles. And she told us that.
Hey, but in her defense, she did find a Jack in the Box just outside San Diego, so she did get there eventually.
God help her. Now, was that Beverly connection with the Depeche Mode riot that you guys were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Did somebody jump on Gahan to save him, or did you guys just run and leave Gahan for dead?
I'm not kidding. We ran. Bean and I ran.
What year was that?
From the store. 90?
It was early 90s. Very early in the 90s. Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, it was 10,000 people.
And nobody made an effort to save Gahan.
Not us.
Oh, that blood would be on your hands.
Not us. They had security inside, and then when the windows started bending a great amount in towards us, we ran like little children.
And what? You hit at the Humphrey Yogurt? I mean, where'd you go?
We ran like children.
That might have been right.
We really hit around the corner. Right.
We have to take a break because P needs to calm down. We need to get him
some
coffee
Everything's fine, guys. I just am not pleased about the intern situation.
But then you're picking on Kevin and Mike and what they're wearing.
I'm just kidding about those guys.
Then they're furious at us for something that happened in 1990. I mean, you really need to chill for a minute.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying if somebody's going after Depeche Mode, somebody needs to fall on Gahan and save him.
Right.
I don't care what happens to the rest of the guys wearing leather lederhosen, but somebody's got to save Gahan.
We were not brave in that moment. We were not happy with our behavior, but that's what happened.
It's a moment of truth, and you turned it down. It's like two guys in the hole, you know, in their football unis looking through a face mask. The film doesn't lie.
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
USC-UCLA is this weekend. We'll talk about that and the controversy around it, thanks to Pete Carroll, and so much more with our friend who's in a really good mood today, Petros Papadakis.
You know what? I got completely and totally, absolutely just lambasted at USC practice yesterday.
We'll talk about that,
too. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be broadcasting live from Fullerton for the Miss Double December 2009.
It's going to be so much better this year without P. Don't you guys think?
Sly Bar in Fullerton, 122 East Commonwealth. And please remember to bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots.
At least I won't be burping up Bloody Mary at 11:30 a.m. this year.
That's true.
I think I figured it out, guys. Yeah, I think I know why P is so cranky today.
I'm not cranky.
You are cranky.
You know, I resent you saying that.
This is him at his best. In his best
the reason P is so cranky is because no one is listening to him and Money anymore at 5 p.m. I think that's what is going on here.
Now there's some
competition.
I wasn't pleased with that. You know, I really felt like that was a direct slide on Matt and I.
It was.
I really did. I really felt like that was a direct reaction to our relative success.
We saw how unhappy listeners have been with their choices available on the FM dial.
Oh, yeah. So you got to put on the slop that you guys do in the morning. And think it translates to people that are actually thinking straight in the afternoon. Wonderful. Thanks a lot for that.
We hope they smoke out in the afternoon, too.
Exactly.
Is that not true? We
don't have much time, but I have to ask you about a couple things.
How do you want to start?
You are the guy who knows all things. What is the controversy? What is Pete Carroll trying to do with taking penalties before the game is even played Saturday?
It's not a controversy at all. That's a thing. It's like this used to happen back in the day. Look,
tell people what he's trying to do and why.
USC used to play UCLA at the Coliseum because they both use the Coliseum as their home stadium, like the Clippers and the Lakers do at the Staples Center.
Right.
And the Sparks and Chivas USA and the Galaxy do with the Home Depot Center. Right. SC and UCLA used to share the Coli, so it was half SC stuff and half UCLA. So when they played at the end of the year, they both wore their home uniforms, and it looked cool. UCLA in the blue and SC in the Cardinal.
Okay.
Pete Carroll wants to bring that back, even though now they have their own stadiums. He wants them to be able to wear their home jerseys and play and make it look like it did back in the day, which is fine. And if USC does that at the Rose Bowl, they have to forfeit a timeout in the game. And if UCLA does it at USC, they have to forfeit a timeout. Carl Durrell, who was the UCLA coach before Rick Neuheisel, wouldn't go for it, but Neuheisel will go for it because he played at UCLA. Well, so did Durrell, but he was always scared that somebody was like trying to get one over on him or something. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's certainly gotten a lot of attention, and really I think the attention with this SC-UCLA game, because it is going to be a real lopsided game, there's no question. UCLA is a bit hapless, especially on offense, and I'm not really quite sure who to blame. I know they've mismanaged their quarterback situation. There's no saying that they didn't mismanage their quarterback situation. But the real theme of this year's SC-UCLA game, and no joke aside, is this battle and how long it's going to go between Pete Carroll and Rick Neuheisel, because they're both very dynamic. They're both very charismatic. Pete Carroll has had wild success, probably the most successful college football program in the television era.
Right.
So when you're talking about these two guys going at it, not only is that interesting because they're both really competitive, but in the recruiting wars also. I mean, in the living room, it'll continue on into Christmas and through January and all through the year. So that's really what I'm looking at in the game. But I'm going to be in Berkeley.
The cliche is, just before we get to Berkeley, the cliche is
we don't got to talk about Berkeley.
Either team can win on that day because
throw
it's a rivalry.
Throw out the records. Yeah, 19 interceptions for the UCLA quarterback, 12 with no touchdowns in the last few games, 4 turnovers to the house on Thursday or Friday night against Arizona State. UCLA offensively is just, they're just a mess, and they just don't have the O-line. The quarterback's so beat up, and, you know, USC is a little deficient offensively this year. They look a little different, but they're so good on defense that it's just I could find some kind of scenario, special teams touchdown, you know, defensive touchdown, you know, complete meltdown, you know,
right.
got a bunch of guys convert to Judaism or something right before the game and they want to fight.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no scenario I can think of to where this is a competitive game. But then again, it happened 2 years ago where SC was going to the national championship and they beat UCLA, but that was a better UCLA team with a better quarterback.
Let's talk
is
pro
that
for one
that
second.
Good?
That was
very
much
good.
Better. Thank you. Let's talk pro for 1 second.
See, I wasn't mad. I just gave it straight up, just straight up top of the hour.
What's the P read on the Plaxico Burress situation, and how honked up is that guy to get into trouble that he
did? It's the mentality of a lot of these guys, I hate to say, you know, but a lot of these dudes, they make millions of dollars. I mean, they're like you guys. I mean, they have no business being upset or angry or violent about anything. They make millions and millions of dollars. I don't care about your background. I don't care where you came from. I don't care who's in jail, who's not in jail. I don't care. You make millions of dollars. And if you need to be a hard guy, and a lot of these guys need to be hard, you know, they want to be hard. They have to be hard. They have to show out in front of their dudes. No, it's not about that.
That's not what he's talking
about. I'm talking about hardened, like a hardened guy.
I'm sorry, I misrepresented.
Like mean or whatever.
It's too close to the double December thing.
It really is.
But they have to have a gun. They have to have the flash of steel from a real gun, you know? And it has to be on them. Now, if you make millions of dollars a year and you're scared, and you know Steve Smith, who's a local guy who plays for the Giants, he just got robbed the other day. Guys get robbed all the time. And it happens. Athletes get robbed. Paul Pierce, a guy from Inglewood, the Celtics player, got stabbed in the face a few years back when they took his chain. First of all, why you gotta wear a big-ass chain? Why do you have to have a chain with diamonds the size of your head just to be a legitimate person?
Right.
I mean, I don't understand that in a lot of the athletic community. But if you need it, if you got to have the protection, you make millions of dollars a year. You shouldn't drive yourself.
Hire it out.
Hire a guy with a gun.
Absolutely.
And then your troubles are over.
The story here,
but instead,
for those
you
that,
shoot yourself in the leg.
For those that don't know it, is his gun started slipping down his pants, right?
Yeah, he's walking up the stairs with a drink. You know, I mean, it's hard to make it rain, have a drink and a gun, walk the stairs at the same time.
That's true.
Especially when you got a hammy injury, which Plaxico Burress has, and he capped himself in the leg. And then after he capped himself in the leg, he waited 2 hours and, like, thought of a story with his boys, like, what should we tell the cops? Or what should we tell the hospital? Because he didn't know that they had to report a gunshot wound, this and that. He told him his name was Harris Smith, Matt Smith's brother.
Sure.
He told him his name was Harris Smith, and he got shot at the Applebee. I got a shot at Applebee's.
Which is awesome. By the way, you can, you can already buy the Harris.
Applebee's close at 11? No, you know, it pops out at Applebee's. You know, they go down to the Applebee's now. Come on now. And so, I mean, the guy got jacked for it. I feel he's not going to play again this year for the Giants. I don't think he'll ever play again. So,
really?
Will
they,
for
will
the
they
Giants.
Miss- Yeah. Will they miss him, though? Because he has had a lot of injuries this year. Hasn't done that much.
He had the game-winning catch in the Super Bowl last year.
He did.
But I don't think so. Just watching the Giants this year, they seem to be such a well-oiled machine under that coach. They seem to have it so figured out under that coach.
Yeah.
And that shows you the circumstance of football. I mean, that guy was nearly fired a couple years back. And here they are, just a machine. They lose their center. Somebody comes in and balls. Shockey leaves. The other tight end comes in and balls. You know, one of the running backs is hurt for a game. The other two guys show up and ball. I mean, they have a lot. No!
Nope, not that kind.
Balls like you're a baller. Like you can
well.
Play football.
I understand.
Son
I got you.
Play well.
So right. I think the Giants will be fine.
Pete, we're about out of time. But
son
you
of
gotta
a, come on.
There must be some sort of something you can take, something to calm you down, smooth you out, mellow you
Look,
a little bit.
I didn't take my Prozac this morning.
You didn't?
No, usually I take it after the show.
Usually doesn't have that direct of an effect, but all right.
Yeah, no, it does for me.
Okay.
Mentally. You know, just in my own mind.
Okay.
Like a placebo sort of deal. But I get, you know, I get, I'm there's a few things I'm unhappy about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got nothing to do with your shirt.
Okay.
Or how lovely
good.
Lisa May is.
And why
sitting
are you taking
so
it out
attentively.
On us? Why?
The intern situation
Madison.
Got it.
Really
yeah.
upsets me.
Noted.
Taking Number
care
one.
Of that.
Which
got
is
it.
Fine.
Okay.
You guys are fine with that. I'm sorry.
Got it.
Your shirts, I'm not angry about.
Okay.
Okay.
The fact that I'm going to be up at Berkeley.
Yes.
You should be angry
That's
about
at
that.
At the Doubletree
yes.
with my fiance while Myth Double December is going down here at the Slide yeah. Bar.
That's a poor choice.
Which is usually something I'm a part of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Proudly.
That's right.
And this
You're
year,
judge.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nobody's buying me shots going, Bee!
But at least
Take a shot!
But
Bee!
At least you're going to be on the broadcast on ABC at 1:30 when USC plays UCLA.
No, absolutely.
You're
no.
not going to be a
No,
part of
no.
That.
I'll be on the FSN broadcast at noon
okay.
when Cal plays Washington.
Mm.
And Washington is winless this year, Kevin.
Yeah. Yes.
Washington's not won a game. The Proud Huskies and their coach has been fired. And I've mm-hmm. called four Washington games. Since the coach has been fired.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been that
game.
Type of year for your brother, the old P. And yesterday at SC practice, I'm just hanging out because we got the night off because the Lakers are playing somebody
right.
on the East Coast. I don't know. They beat Philly or something like that.
Yes.
And I'm over there. I'm over there at Heritage Hall. And the offensive line coach at USC just jumped on me and started yelling at me about the BCS. Like, it's my fault that SC's not going to the BCS. Like, I have any control over that.
Because you're not saying enough nice things about them?
Yeah. 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 I don't like I play there or something. Like, I have a responsibility for that, too. I mean,
wow.
I just, you know, everybody makes everything my problem.
Does everyone hate you? Would you guess?
Not more than I hate myself.
Yeah, well,
but
that's
yes.
true.
But yes.
You can
yeah.
get more of P with our friend Matt Money Smith weekday afternoons from 3 until 5 and then again from 6 until 7 at AM 570. But
you
those
know
are the
what?
Only
that,
hours
you know,
they're off.
I hate you.
And we hate Pete, you, too. Thanks for coming in.
I'm so filled with bile.
Have a good week.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Sorry, I didn't have my microphone on.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome,
Very
Kevin.
Well done. 7:53 coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to have another Miss Double D contestant.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
we also,
what I'm talking about.
We have tickets for you in the next half hour, in the next 45 minutes, I should say, for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
All right.
Ralph Garman joins us now with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I don't know. Petros is pretty energetic.
He certainly is.
Not energetic enough to answer an Evite, though.
Really?
Not
Did
energetic
you say
enough
something?
To respond to the Evite.
Well, he's going to be out of town.
I got to work. I call football on the weekends. I work on the weekends. I can't really be there. Fine. Then just click no. It's pretty simple. And what's his partner's excuse?
That's hilarious. Really?
You haven't heard from Matt Money Smith either?
Bastard.
Wow.
He read the Evite November 17th. I know that much.
No.
I got
All right.
You know what sucks? Corns and not answering Evites.
We may need to not take up all your Showbiz Beat time. Maybe we'll carve out a little a couple of minutes after the news to catch up on what's going on with your party. But it does not sound festive at this point because you sound like you're going to be answering the door with a shotgun.
Just answer the Evite. Interesting list on the internet. It comes from the New York Post. They've compiled their list of the I'm eating breakfast in the other room quickly as I can. Compiled the list of the top 10 worst movies of 2008.
Right, worst let's, movies of 2000. Before you read the list, let's guess how many Kevin saw.
Oh.
All of them.
Nine. Mm.
I bet I'm going to say five. I'm going to say half and half. He saw five of these.
Yeah, that's a pretty good guess.
All right, here is your top 10 worst movies from 2008. Number 10, Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
No. Okay.
George Lopez and Drew Barrymore as talking dogs.
Got out of that one.
Number 9, Witless Protection with Larry the Cable Guy.
Kevin? No? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't agree with this one. Number 8 on the list, Rambo.
Oops, sorry. Saw that one. There you go. Saw that's one. Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Why don't you just say yes or no?
No one did, easier. No, you didn't answer the invite, Kevin. You have no idea what to hit when. You don't mess with the Zohan.
Oh, you saw that.
You know he saw that.
Yes, yeah, too. I know he did.
Seven on the list.
Yeah.
Babylon AD with Vin Diesel.
Did you see that?
Kevin?
Okay.
No. All right. Surprising.
10,000 BC. That caveman movie.
Did you see that? Oh.
That's three. Okay.
Number 4, What Happens in Vegas? Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, that's 4. All right.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Number 3, Mad Money with Diane Keaton, Katie Holmes, and Queen Latifah.
No. All right.
The Naughty and the Hottie with Paris Hilton.
Okay.
And number 1, the worst movie of 2008, according to the New York Post newspaper, The Love Guru with Mike Myers as the Love Guru.
Yes! Yes! 5.
How many is that? 5?
50%. Kevin's seen half of the worst movies.
And good by
the
way, job, Kevin.
The Love Guru should be the number 1 on the worst movies of the year list.
Was it that bad?
It was terrible.
Yeah, you know what? When I saw the commercials for that, mm-hmm. I said, that movie's terrible. I'm not going to go see it.
I said, I like him, and he's done well in the past,
but
so I'm going to trust him.
But this movie looks terrible.
Right.
But this is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
This is god-awful.
But I gave
crap.
Him the benefit of the doubt, and I said, I'm going
to
try it.
What gave you the reason to give him benefit of the doubt?
Because I like other stuff.
What you saw about the Love Guru. Now I'm talking about other stuff. I'm not saying it's, Wayne's World is on in 5 minutes. I'll tune in. The Love Guru.
Sometimes the trailer is misleading. Sometimes the movie's better than the trailer.
Like
Sometimes
Role
it's
Model.
Worse than the trailer. Yes, exactly.
You thought Role Model looked awful. It's a really good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's not for me because I hated obnoxious kids. But rarely...
No, oh, yeah.
Rarely is a awesome trailer. Like Iron Man was an awesome trailer.
Yes.
Rarely does an awesome trailer dictate a horrible movie. Very rarely. Sometimes it can be a margin of error, you know, to one side or the other. But the Love Guru trailer was incredibly bad.
Yeah, it looked bad.
So what were the odds that actually a good movie was it was going to come out of that?
Great question. Probably pretty small.
No answer.
Thank you. So Kevin, once again, our barometer.
I do not have good taste.
You hope springs eternal with you. God bless. Oh, this will make you feel happier, Kevin.
Yes.
Cher is heading back to the studio.
What?
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Didn't she do a farewell tour for 10 years?
Yep. Now she's making a new album, Lisa. She said she's going to do an entire cover album of songs by the Beatles, the Hollies, the Kinks, the Zombies, the Rolling Stones, all bands of the 60s.
Wow.
Because the 60s were such a magical time.
That has everything I hate all rolled into one.
Listen, yeah. Cher,
it does.
People don't want to hear you sing your songs from the 60s, let alone hear you sing other people's songs from the 60s.
Not only did she not retire, Lisa, she has a full-time Vegas gig at Caesar's Palace.
She
where
does?
She works year-round. She's got her own theater, yeah.
She splits time there with Bette Midler,
I think. But she did call her tour, the farewell tour, for 3 years or something.
Several tours were called the farewell tour. Now a new album in the works from Cher.
Shouldn't you have to bid farewell if you do a farewell tour?
I think you should. She says goodbye, I say hello, though. You know?
Stupid song.
We're just doing Beatles songs.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, if you own an iPod, there's a very good chance you have Leona Lewis on it. Apparently, Bleeding Love was the top-selling single for iTunes in 2008.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. I love that song.
I did too.
I love
it's a great song. And I got to be honest, Ralph, we were talking earlier about the Grammy nominations last night. Shocked to see her not on the Best New Artist list. Shocked to see her not nominated for Grammy for that.
And Little Half Dead was. How strange is that?
No, it is odd. Oh.
But the freaking Jonas Brothers are up for Best New Artist. Leona Lewis isn't? Come
on. That's nuts. Most downloaded album for iTunes?
Most downloaded album.
Any guesses?
Lil Wayne, Carter Creek?
No. Not Little
Wayne. Good guess.
Good guess, yeah.
I don't know.
High School Musical?
Nope.
Coldplay? Mm.
Viva La Vida, Coldplay.
There you go.
Congratulations to Chris and the boys. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tyra Banks is 35 years old today. Jay-Z turns 39. Marissa Tomei is 44. And one of my personal gods, Jeff Bridges, is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That did happen. That guy died, and then he walked by, and then he said no. That happened.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. By the way, a few minutes ago, Kevin and Bean listener Liliana Garcia from Baldwin Park won her tickets for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. We got two big ways you can win. You can go to the website at krock.com and look for what song you should be listening for and be like her and be caller 20 to win them. Or you can stick around. About 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to call up and earn them here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
So, Bean, how do I tell Ralph that I can't go to his party Saturday night?
Oh, no.
What are you, crazy?
And you you RSVP'd, right?
That's
that
cool.
I RSVP'd, yes.
Cool, you Ralph, you're in here.
You made the you used the Evite, though, right? See, I don't care whether people come to the party or not at this point. And it's not about who actually attends.
Okay, good.
It's about the goddamn Evite.
Do you think maybe you're focusing too much on the Evite?
No.
Okay.
Evite is
all.
All
right.
All
the
hell Evite.
Says they can go and you order all the food for them and the drink and then
the
half
people,
show up.
The odds of people who are saying they are going to come and then don't show are... How often is that going to happen? Kevin's got a situation where he's got an event. He's got this charity thing he's got to do, so he can't make it.
I don't know, but...
I understand that, but you think 50% of people are going to say, yes, I'm coming, and
no,
then not show
but don't
Lisa?
Don't they say weddings? Like 20% aren't going to come?
Yeah, I have those statistics in my head. Hey,
here's the thing on Evites.
Let me do my quick wedding invite calculations.
Here's the thing on Evites. Ralph sends out an Evite for his Christmas party, and it's very simple to just check yes or no.
Thank you. Very simple.
I'm not excusing my behavior, but when I was growing up, I never was taught that it's rude to not respond. You know what I mean? Like, I just figure...
Well, you were raised by wolves.
No one will care.
In the deserts of Arizona.
Whether I come or not. But having seen it from the other side, the other point of view, which is you're going to throw a party, you have to get food, you have to get drinks.
Right.
You have to be able to count how many people are going to be there. So Ralph can tell when people look at the Evite and then they don't respond, then he gets maybe a little testy.
No, a week goes by and you're like, okay, well, I'm sure they're going to respond any day now. And then 2 weeks go by and you say, wow, they're confused. They really don't know what their life is going to be like in a couple of weeks. They really must have problems. Then the third week goes by and say, now they're just rude. Now they're just effing with me. They just don't give an S.
But I was shocked, Ralph, and you gave us an update a couple of days ago on how many invitations still a few 2 days before the party you have
52,
not received a response
52
from.
People
52
have not responded.
52 people, no response at all.
52
that's not
people
even
who
maybe
have read, who have read the Evite have not responded.
That's
and
the
you
evil
give
of
them
the Evite.
You give them a maybe option,
which
by the
is
way. Even
bogus.
If they don't know
option,
it is
way.
Bogus
it's a
I
bogus
agree.
Option you don't know a month out whether you're
going to
be available on the date or not. What do you mean you can't win with Ralph?
You can't do the maybe because that's not okay. You won't give him a date
there is
to
no
respond
maybe. There
by.
Is no maybe.
It's got to be your way or no way. That's it. There's nothing
I didn't make the rules
you.
Of RSVPing.
You're making all the rules.
Answer the goddamn RSVP.
Give him a date. You won't
that's insane.
Do it. All right, see,
but that's...
he won't do it.
Why should you have to give people a date to
here,
make them respond in a civil
makes
way?
Makes them do it. And I don't care whether you agree or not. That's just how they are. So you have to accept that and then move on and do something about it, which you can do but refuse
then,
to
Lisa,
do.
Lisa, what is the process then? Since you're the person who excuses this behavior, what is the mental process when you get
it.
The Evite?
I'm telling you, right. Why be mad year after year when you can do something about it?
Let's forego the date, putting the date on the invitation, which is not going to happen because the invitation's already out. So let's deal in the here and now and say of the 52 people who have read that invitation, what is their mindset? Set while they're not responding one way or the other.
I'm guessing what happened is a lot of people looked at the email, then they closed it, they didn't delete it, they just left it in their email, and now it's like back 5 weeks and they've completely forgotten about it.
So they're retarded.
This is not
they're
a party
retarded.
Atmosphere at all.
Excusing them. But next year, just try something.
Well, you're
a
no longer
different.
Welcome. You'll be sitting and watching dogs dance on Saturday.
That's true, by the way.
Hey, I have one more thing to add to this.
By the way,
Lisa,
let me give you an example. Our boss, Mr. Weatherby.
Yes.
Yes.
Responded to the Evite.
Yeah.
But he did put in the went into the maybe column.
Okay.
And he said, we're not sure if we're able to get someone to watch the kids or not.
Okay.
So I have to put maybe. But I did want to respond so I don't get the wrath of you on the radio.
You have scared us all.
And rightly so.
You have scared us all.
If I have done,
If the next time you get an e-vite from anyone, my behavior goes through your mind and makes you respond in a timely fashion, then you know what? I'm okay with that. I've done my job.
You will have done a service to America. But here's the follow-up question I have for Lisa. If Lisa's all hung up on there being a please RSVP by date, okay? And I understand where she's coming from in that, but that didn't happen. Now there really is a date, and the date is the party is Saturday.
Saturday.
So why, clearly they have a date now, and they're not using it to make a decision.
They've got two days.
Look,
is that
I'm
enough
just,
time?
I'm trying to help Ralph out. That's all.
Here's
I think
the thing.
It nudges people. That's all.
We shouldn't be scared, though. Of an Evite.
You should be scared.
And that's what Ralph has done to all of us.
Yes,
now
he
what?
Has.
You
yes,
know why? Because
has.
Fear is good. Fear makes you do the right thing. If you weren't afraid the cops were going to pull you over, you would just be drinking and driving and speeding to work. Well, Kevin, you do that anyway.
I
but
do.
The average person
right.
would just do whatever they wanted. If there was no fear, there would be no society. There'd be no civilization.
When we all got
fear.
Ralph's Evite, we were very scared. None of us wanted to open it because we knew we could tell when we opened
right.
it. And the King
and
of Mexico.
And then we had to make a decision right away.
The King of Mexico described it as the ring. You see it, and then 7 days later, you're dead. and that's how we all felt. And so I think I'm gonna go into the movie production business, and next Christmas, I'm going to have a movie, and it's going to be starring Ralph Garman.
Awesome.
In the Evite.
Sound like you were going to say something else there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Sorry.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melon.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
This is the most wonderful time of the year, as we so frequently say when we search for our new Miss Double December, this time for 2009. And I think the final of our nine contestants that we're meeting on the air this week and that we will see again tomorrow in Fullerton at the Slide Bar is in the studio with us right now. Please welcome Janelle, who joins us.
Woo!
Hey, Janelle.
Woo!
You are 22 and from Laverne, and from what I can tell about you in the moments that we've met so far, a very happy and enthusiastic person.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very happy. I was actually in cheer for 4 years, so it kind of conditioned me to always be happy and be smiley. I'm always happy.
She was dancing to the Miss Double D song. She just loves to...
I love to dance, too.
Me, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I love dancing.
You and I both.
Yeah.
You have
yeah,
to love
yeah.
You have to love those boobs. They may be the biggest of all of the girls
yeah.
competing
yeah.
for Miss Double December this year. I think they are. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah.
they're completely natural, too.
Of course.
No.
Yeah, sure they are. Yeah.
No, they're not.
not at all.
It has to be a... We got to be talking about a gallon between the two of them, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's heavy duty, yeah.
Yeah, it was painful getting them, but totally worth it.
A gallon
totally
of
worth it. Yeah. All right, tell us before we get to your questionnaire that people can see along with your photo at krock.com, mm-hmm. tell us why you want to be Miss Double December 2009.
Well, I just think it would be a great opportunity. I think who wouldn't want to hang out with Kevin and Bean? Mm. Who wouldn't want to get free concert tickets? I think it would be just a fun experience, and I love having fun, so I'm all in.
Love having fun.
Love having fun.
Now, we did put a questionnaire up, and
yeah.
the first question was, what celebrity would you want to be stranded on an island with?
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, we were surprised by a lot of answers.
We were.
Okay.
You put Lucille Ball.
I know. You know what? I've
who, by the way, is dead. Let's all remind ourselves of
no,
that.
No, but we got to pretend like she's still alive.
Because
we're pretending she's on a desert island, so.
Okay,
yeah,
so
thank you.
We're
thank
pretending
you.
She's still alive. Okay.
Right. I've always watched her since I was a little girl. I've actually loved her. I mm-hmm. just think that she's like, symbolizes class, and I don't know. I just always loved her. She's always been a really independent, determined woman, and I think I can relate to that, and she has a great personality. So
I understand it's a, it's a thought-provoking question, but after that first 30 minutes where you get to ask her all those questions you have about the Lucy show, then don't you wish you had somebody either to catch food and make fire and bone or something
maybe.
Other than,
I'll take that into consideration.
I guess it depends on how long you're going to be on the desert island.
Yeah,
if you're only there for a day, then maybe Lucille Ball is a good choice.
Exactly.
Plus, you try to build a boat out of sticks or something, she would screw it up.
Yeah,
I mean,
she probably
she
would.
Really
she's blonde.
Not helpful at all.
Yeah.
If you were a stripper, what one song would you like to dance to? You put this one.
There it is. Shake it. Shake it.
I actually have a reason for this.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say this over the radio, but whatever.
Right, go ahead.
I was in a strip club in Vegas,
And the first strip club I ever went to for my 21st birthday, and a stripper was actually dancing this song, and she rocked it. And I was like, if I ever a stripper, I'm using that song.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, you can aspire to still be a stripper. I mean, you're only 22. You still have that ahead of you if you choose that life.
I'm actually going to pursue my PhD in clinical psychology.
You can do
for reals?
Are you serious? That's right, because people in law school have seen strippers that are in law school.
You got to put yourself through somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying. If you have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Psychic ability.
To have psychic ability so all of my problems would be solved, as well as gain insight into my future, increase my spiritual growth, and gain a sense of personal empowerment.
That's a girl in school.
I work really hard. I mean, okay, that doesn't relate to the answer, but I just think I've always wanted to, like be able to predict things. Like, and I feel sometimes like I have a really good intuition. I can predict things. And if I just had a little bit more, then it could help me with my future and in my career path.
But see, if it's me, I'm saying I want to be a psychic and then win the lottery.
No, and that's all.
Spiritual growth. What the hell is with that whole answer?
I don't know. I think I need, probably.
Okay.
But yeah, it's always been really interesting.
Do you have any kind of psychic intuition about how the voting is going for Miss Double December?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't. I'm just curious if you get a good feeling about it. If you think you're a psychic. She says she has good intuition, though. I'm just wondering if you feel like this is your year, if you're going to win.
I'm going to win, okay? I've decided.
Okay.
I hope I'm going to win. I'm trying really, really hard. I brought an amazing trick for you. It's kind of lame, but at least I tried.
If selected as a finalist, you'll be asked to perform in the talent show. What is your talent?
It's to make a coin disappear.
All right, she's going to do a magic trick.
Magic.
But it's good. It's really good,
that
I promise.
That really
okay.
is a crowd pleaser.
It is. I'm just thinking ahead.
I will make it a crowd pleaser.
Okay. I'm thinking ahead toward tomorrow. We're at the slide bar. It's going to be packed. Everybody's going to be drinking. They're going to be hooting and hollering. You're going to be coming on after Sabrina, I think, who is going to be belly dancing. And the audience is going to be frothing at the mouth. And you're going to go out there and go, hey, pick a card.
It's not a card trick. She's making a coin disappear.
Where?
You need to listen.
Where is the important question? Where does it go? I guess that's the magic part of it, right?
Well, no. It goes on this piece of paper right here.
No. All right.
But it's interaction. It's good interaction.
With one guy. Okay, yeah. So Lightning is videotaping. Do you need someone's help to do the magic trick?
You have to hold the magic wand.
Oh.
It was like my dream last night.
Can I take these? Okay, can I hold them?
Michael, help her.
Wait, the Psycho Mike will bring his magic wand over to your side.
If you can.
All right. Can I put it up here because I made this?
Magic on the radio is what the Kevin and Bean show has become, by the way.
That's correct.
That's where we're at. Kevin and Bean, what's the secret to your success? Well, little Tommy, it's magic on the radio.
All right, okay. She has a pink piece of paper, an empty glass upside down, and a coin on the pink piece of paper.
He needs to hold it.
I'll hold it. All right, I'll hold the magic wand. Okay.
Let me take my pants off.
All right, now what do I do with the magic wand?
You have to say a magic sentence.
Okay, what should my magic sentence be?
Your magic sentence is going to be, Janelle's going to be the new Miss Double December 2009. Otherwise, this coin is not going to disappear.
Oh, wow. It's like, well, I can lie. Janelle, and do I have to point at it?
I have to say that and go bam.
Okay, bam. Janelle is going to be the 2009 Miss Double December. Bam.
Okay, hold on. I got to put this over.
All right, now she's putting a blue kind of thing around the cup so we can't see it, says Kevin and Bean. She's moving it over on top of the coin.
Oh, yeah.
And then she pulled the thing off so we could see the cup.
And the coin is gone.
There's no cup. I mean, there's no coin.
Very similar. Like, somewhat good. It's better than 20 million Christmas times.
It sure is.
Well, how did you do that?
See, I told you it was good.
It is a good trick.
And I even decorated this.
You did. You decorated it very nice. Drums, guitars. Wow. Very nice.
She's okay, magic. Let's hear it. Very nice.
I think I did a very well job.
Janelle is the contestant who is named Janelle. Janelle at KROQ.com. She's 22 from Laverne. You'll see her picture questionnaire. You can vote for her through 8 o'clock, so a little less than 24 hours to go before the final votes are tallied. And then tomorrow we will see you, Janelle, in Fullerton at the Slide Bar as we broadcast live all morning long. Again, if you want to come down 18 and up, you cannot get in without dropping off a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots at the door. Representatives will be there from both both L.A. and Orange County chapters. We're calling it Toys for Tatas again this year, so a little good will come out of this. Breakfast buffet is going to be served all morning and is free, by the way. 21 and up, you'll have a wristband for drinking. What else do we need to tell folks? It's going to be streamed on the internet. If you cannot join us, you can watch it at krock.com, which is going to be awesome. And Janelle, we'll see you down there tomorrow, I guess. Good luck to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Janelle. We're going to take a quick break and come back. If you want tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, we're going to need you to call in and stump Rodney. Rodney Bigenheimer. Rodney on the Rock is a music expert.
Okay.
So it has to be some type of a trivia question about any of the bands that are playing at this year's K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas show.
Okay.
You can stump Rodney. We'll put you in the drawing for the tickets. And you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:44.
All right, Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7 yeah. K-Rock, KROQ.
Hi,
Thank
Rodney.
Thank you for listening to Rodney on the Rock Show.
It's actually the Kevin and Bean Show, Rodney.
Ramones, got some Ramones for you.
Right. Actually,
I'll be talking to Didi. He'll be calling in from England.
Rodney, we're trying to give away some tickets here for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
All right, Acoustic Christmas, everyone.
Acoustic Christmas. Rodney, would you mind if we took some calls from our listeners? You are the music expert here at K-Rock. You've been working here for 35 years, and we thought maybe you'd field some questions, some trivia questions about the bands that are playing a couple of weekends from now. And if people are able to stump you, they go into the drawing to win some tickets. How's that sound?
Then no one can stump me, so they're not going to win many tickets.
All right, let's give it a try.
Yeah, wig-wham-bam.
Yeah.
You can call on The Offspring or STP, AFI, Stain, Rise Against, Paramore, Franz Ferdinand, Snow Patrol, Death Cab, The Cure, whoever you like, whatever band you want to ask Rodney a question about that's playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. If you stump him, you go into the drawing to win the tickets. Rodney, are you ready?
Franz Ferdinand is nice. He's a good guy. He'll be there.
Not a guy. It's a band.
He's going to be there.
Yeah.
Frank Ferdinand.
Let's try Christina in West Covina. She is on line 5. She is the first contestant as she attempts to stump Rodney. Hi, Christina. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Rodney.
Hi.
I was calling because I wanted to ask you, before The Cure settled on their name, what was their name before they settled on it?
The Bronski Beat.
The what?
Bronski Beat.
Is it the Bronski Beat, Christina?
I read before it was Easy Cure.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Nope. No, that's Bronski Beat, Fine Young Cannibals, different bands. Both different bands, Rodney, not The Cure at all.
I win.
She was asking about The Cure before they had the name.
The Bangles.
Okay. Put Christina on the in the drawing, please.
She is now in the drawing.
Okay, Christina, thank you. Hold on. Let's go to Melissa in Los Angeles. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney.
My question for Rodney is, what city did the band The Cure originate in?
What city?
What city?
Another Cure question.
Berlin.
No.
Terry Nunn.
Yeah. It's a different band, though.
Berlin.
She was asking what city.
All right, I win again.
No.
You didn't win at all. It was not Berlin, Melissa. What question? What city was it?
The city is in West Sussex in England.
All right.
Yeah, that's not Berlin at all,
Asia.
Rodney.
Not even close.
Asia. Right,
and not Asia either. Thank you, Melissa. You're in the drawing.
Have a safe and sane Halloween.
Let's go to Robert in... let's go to Mike in... Corona. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's happening, party people? What's up, Hot Rod?
What's up?
Hot
How
Rod.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, this isn't about The Cure, so this That's is right. about
it's
STP.
Okay.
What drug was the lead singer of STP addicted to?
B-52s.
Almost. No, it's heroin.
Heroin. Oh. good delivery.
Second B-52s.
Yeah. That's a different band, Rodney.
Rodney, are you... you're in the drawing, sir. Thank you for the call. Rodney, are you familiar with any of the bands that are playing this
yes,
year's show? Because a lot of the bands you're talking about are from the 70s and 80s.
No.
But...
I know a lot of the bands going to play.
You do.
This
Who's your favorite of the bands that are playing?
Haircut 100.
They're not playing.
They're not playing. They're not on the bill at all.
I love them.
Let's go to Kara in Woodland Hills. Good morning.
Hey, party people.
Hi there. Stump Rodney.
My question is, which member of the band Offspring is colorblind?
Which member of Offspring is colorblind? Which
member of Offspring? Belinda Carlisle.
Is she in the Offspring?
Yeah.
No, it's Noodles.
You're the singer, Belinda Carlisle.
Nope.
Have you heard of Noodles?
Yeah.
Rodney?
Top Ramen.
Nope.
All right.
This is a guitarist.
Love Top Ramen and sunflower seeds and Diet RC Cola.
All right. You
Arthur
on.
Love and I lived Just on that for a summer.
Really? You hadn't mentioned that before.
We were in Pasadena in a duck blind.
We have a... We have a lot of Cure fans today.
All right, Cure.
Alana from Cyprus. Good morning.
'80s.
Good morning.
Hi, Stump Rodney.
Rodney, what was the first album released by The Cure?
Human League.
Close.
Human League is another band, Rodney. That's not an album title.
I win. That sound means
you
I
don't
win.
Win. You're not. That's. What was the name of the album? Tell Rodney, please, Alana.
Rodney, it was Three Imaginary Boys.
All right.
Yeah. You got him interested. All right. I think that's all the time we have, Rodney. Apparently, you were unable to stump any of our listeners, but that's good news.
All.
That's good news for somebody because Lisa May is going to do the drawing now. We'll find out who actually wins the tickets.
Okay. The winner is Mike in Corona.
Mike in Corona. STP question, Mike.
What's up, baby?
Congratulations.
Right. Tony Basil, you're the winner.
No, his name is Mike.
All right. Billy Idol, you win.
Thanks for stumping Rodney.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam.
106.7, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56.
Sure.
People,
okay.
People didn't know unless you guys...
What?
What? Sounded kind of natural is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know Bean was in the middle of asking me something when you turned up all the microphones.
I had to do that because the song was ending in 1 second.
Well, whatever.
All right, 8:56.
In the middle of a conversation. You have to wait.
Kevin and
Bean. People are talking here. We have grown-ups in the room, all right? Ralph is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning, and then we'll tell you all the details you need to know to join us in person in Fullerton at the Slide Bar tomorrow, so don't go anywhere. What's going on, Ralph?
Last night, in case you missed it, the nominations for the annual Grammy Awards were announced. Not a lot of K-Rock artists, but a few. Record of the Year, Coldplay got a nod for Viva La Vida, and Paper Planes by MIA, also in that category. Album of the Year, Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends by Coldplay. In Rainbows by Radiohead, so good news for those guys. Coldplay with a ton of nominations. Just monster year for Coldplay in this album. Also, I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry, was nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance.
And she liked it, by the way.
She did
like it. Let's not leave
that out. I like her cans. I wonder what they sold for, that plaster cast of her cans. I'll have to go on eBay and see if I can find that information out. Radiohead, House of Cards, Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group. Violet Hill by Coldplay, also in that category. So, some good nominations. Beck was nominated for Best Alternative Music Album for Modern Guilt, along with Death Cab for Cutie's Narrow Stairs, Gnarls Barkley, The Odd Couple, Evil Urges by My Morning Jacket, and In Rainbows by Radiohead, in case you're curious. Last night also they had a concert during the nomination announcement, and Foo's played. And what they did this year is they had all of the bands who were playing a concert last night perform songs that are going to the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Wondered how they were going to announce them and then play songs from people that were nominated. That didn't make any sense. So
they didn't do a bunch of announcements, really. They just sort of sporadically announced throughout. But they wanted to create an event for the nomination, as opposed to having the boring old president of the Recording Arts and Sciences group reading off a teleprompter. So this was.
By the way, that guy, that boring-ass old guy, is his name Neil Portnoy? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even though it was an hour show and they had music, they still had time to shoehorn his fat ass onto my TV screen for 5 minutes.
Okay, well, then he better not be on the Grammy telecast.
Yeah,
kidding. He gets one shot.
Yeah, how about a little less of you, a little more watching Christina Aguilera breathe? How about a little of that on the show, huh?
Foo's performed last night, did a song, an old song by Carly Simon called You're So Vain. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Here's a little taste of Foo's playing that.
Dave Grohl looks like he's having the time of his life whenever he's performing, doesn't he?
They can play any song and make it sound great.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. That's true.
They can foolifies a song and make it brand new.
It's called foolifizing?
Yeah, they foolifize it. Yeah, very entertaining. So that was the Grammy announcements last night. Eva Longoria Parker in the news today. Apparently someone caught her smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. They did not.
They took the pictures. They're all over the internet yesterday. New York Daily News reports. She got caught smoking while on vacation in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
I didn't know that we were to the point where we were publishing pictures of people smoking.
They just didn't have anything better yesterday.
She's not pregnant. She's not.
No, man.
There's no health.
Smoked.
She smoked.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I heard she had cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then she smoked them.
She did not.
She sure did smoke.
That's crazy.
Also, in the article are other secret smokers, celebrities who are secret smokers. Lauren Conrad of The Hills never lights up on camera, but she's a smoker. Hmm. And Anne Hathaway says she's quit, but she hasn't. She smokes.
She's lying!
She sure does smoke. A lot of smoke.
Mike, no matter how many times you say pull, that's not the story he's doing. Right? Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan is upset with Facebook.
What's she upset
with? She has Facebook disease.
I don't think that's a disease.
Apparently, they canceled her account because they thought she was a Lindsay Lohan impersonator.
Oh, they didn't know it was her. So.
No. Hmm. She said, at first I laughed, but then I got angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, she said. Angry because with all the people that pretend to be me on Facebook, they decide to say I am the fake? She's incensed.
Is that a big problem, people pretending to be her? I guess it must be if they're...
I bet there's a bunch of people who pretend to be celebrities on these social sites.
And I bet that all of them, the Facebook and the MySpace and all of them, I bet that that's one of the jobs that somebody has is to try to handle those complaints that they get from people who say, yeah, somebody's impersonating me on your site.
Yeah. Same people who go around correcting Wikipedia, I guess. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jeff Bridges is 59 years old today. Marissa Tomei, who is terrific in an upcoming movie, be released soon, The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, who's also terrific in the film. She's 44. Jay-Z's 39, and Tyra Banks turns 35 years old today. What should we get, Tyra?
Batman.
How about a dirty bomb? Is that too much?
I don't think so.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our guest, Petros Papadakis, for joining us today. He, of course, is going to be doing the Pac-10 game this weekend. This is the game everyone's looking forward to, is the 0-all Washington Huskies versus the California Golden Bears. That's going to be on FSN at noon on Saturday. What a disaster.
He's missing my party to go do that.
He is, yeah.
Yep, he sure the hell is. Yeah. Although, if he really wanted to go, he could fly back after the game. The game's at noon. He could easily fly back and still go to your party.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he RSVP at least?
Nope. Didn't return the invite.
A-hole. Wow. I hate people.
Nor did his partner, Matt Money Smith, did not also respond to the
invite. You dodged a bullet there.
I mean, Kevin at least RSVP'd that he's coming and isn't, but at least he answered the invite.
At least he went through channels.
I'm yanking your chain every other day, but doing it officially. This afternoon, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, we're going to talk about the Oscar de la Hoya fight, which of course is Saturday.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, not only are we going to talk about that, but we're going to give you the opportunity in that conversation to win your tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. Here's the new thing that we're doing now. If you're listening right now, you're lucky because only you, not the afternoon people, only you will know what to listen for to be caller 20 to win those tickets. And you call today when you hear Freddie Roach say this.
Freddie Roach is Oscar De La Hoya's trainer last fight. Right?
Right.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Now he's training Manny Pacquiao.
Now he's training the other guy.
And Oscar has got Nacho. What's Nacho's last name?
Libre.
Libre. Training him. And Freddie and Nacho know each other from way back.
Yes.
Freddie doesn't care for him.
Nacho's an asshole.
That's what he said in an interview this week, wasn't it, on HBO 24/7? Yeah. He's an asshole. So that's what.
Right. Nacho's an asshole.
We're not going to make any mention of it in the 5 o'clock hour, but when you hear that...
Nacho's an asshole.
Be caller 20, and you will win tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. People who are listening then but not now don't know about it, so you have a little advantage.
Excellent.
Also, tomorrow morning, a very special live show. We are going to be on location at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Same location as last year, only with tons more room this year for you to get in and see the action. It's the Miss Double December 2009 live pageant, 18 and over. This is very important, though. You're welcome to come on down. It is free to get in, and there's free breakfast, and you can see all the boobs and hang out with us. We're happy to have you, but we do ask that you bring a new unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots campaign. Representatives are going to be on site out in front collecting for both the LA and OC chapters. It's our Toys for Tata, so please remember to bring a toy to get into the Slide Bar tomorrow. You can get all those details at krock.com.
Fantastic.
Let's say goodbye now.
Back
shall
to
we?
You.
What do you want me to say?
Anything?
Would have helped?
I don't have
Cat is an asshole.
Cat is next with 40 minutes nonstop krock, including Paramore's new one, Decode. Also, Alice in Chains, Kings of Leon, POD, and more. Straight ahead right after this on krock.
106.7 krock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde.
We are the station, of course, that has your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, because really, would it make any sense for any other station to have those tickets?
Not so
kind of a dumb thing to say. But yeah. You can win those tickets by going to KROQ.com, checking out what song you need to be listening for, and then when you hear it, be caller 20. It could be coming up at any time. And complete details in just a few minutes on how you can join us live for the Miss Double December 2009 pageant, too.
Let's talk about Oscar De La Hoya and his big fight this weekend.
Okay.
He is fighting Manny Pacquiao, who is an amazing fighter from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And Oscar De La Hoya joins us. Hey.
How are you? A great champion.
How's it going, Oscar?
The Golden Boy. Hello.
Nice of you to join us today. We appreciate
it. It's great to be here in the city that has embraced me from the beginning. Because mm-hmm. I'm the Golden Boy. I'm very Mexican and very much from Los Angeles. I'm very proud of that.
Right.
And the Golden Boy is a great champion. And I'm very, very Mexican. And my heart and my essence and my spirit is Mexican and brown.
Where are you from?
Islas Angeles.
Not even from Mexico at all.
No, that's where it's going. My roots are very much Mexican.
Okay.
And my culture and my essence and my spirit is very Mexican. And
all right,
Mexican.
I don't want to hear about your essence at all, by the way. That goes to a terrible area. But,
remember the Alamo.
Right. You talk so much about how the Mexican people support you, but it seems like every article that I read about you is how Mexican champions from the past and Mexican people in both countries are really
that's usually rooting against you.
That's
silly. That's spin, and that's ridiculous that you would say that about the Golden Boy. I'm a proud champion. The people love me.
We're not saying you have no support.
They're erecting a statue to honor me
they
in
are
front
at
of the Staples
Center. Center that is
I'm
true.
The Golden Boy. I'm a great champion.
Right.
And and that's the way it is. I wish I was white.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
I'm a great champion. I'm proud to be Mexican. Viva la raza. Te quiero mucho to East Los Angeles.
Now,
whitewash.
I've been watching this 24/7 on HBO mm-hmm. about
great
the fight.
Great show. A champion show.
Right, okay.
Of champions.
And it's kind of a weird soap opera thing you got going on with the trainers. The trainer that trained you, Freddie Roach Jr., is now training your opponent, Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao's a great man.
Okay.
I respect him very much. I'm very happy to fight him.
What happened with you and your trainer that things didn't work out after that last fight?
I felt as if he couldn't focus on my opponent, the opponent at hand, mm-hmm. because he's always shivering and shaking as if he is very cold. And he cannot see things straight. And he did not. I was
Oscar,
not. He was not aware that even Floyd Mayweather was a black man because he's.
No.
He's
sick. He has
Parkinson's
disease.
Please don't move like that, Mr. Roach.
He has Parkinson's.
It bothers Mr. De La Hoya. It bothers the great Golden Boy champion. So don't do that. But he kept doing it. And I wanted to hit him myself. But I knew that I'd probably kill him because I'm a great champion. I have powerful fists.
Sure.
I'm a great man. Okay. Mexican fists, by the way. They're avocado and lime juice in my fists.
First of all, he's got the Parkinson's. It's not his fault. You should be sensitive to that. And second of all, what if I were to tell you, Oscar, that we have Freddie Roach on the phone with us right now? He's actually joining us now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How about that?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're very good. How are you, Freddie?
I'm doing okay.
What about this Oscar? I don't know if you heard while you were on hold, Mr. Roach, but he was smack-talking you a little bit just because you're on the other side of the mat this time around.
Yeah, I heard Oscar say that. Oscar's an asshole. Let's face it.
Oh, Mr. Roach.
The reason they're making a statue of him for Los Angeles is because he's about as easy to hit as a statue when he stands in front of you. And Manny Pacquiao is going to inflict a lot of damage on Oscar. And it's going to be a short fight, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I'm very worried that Manny Pacquiao would hurt me if we were in a fight, but most likely he will not make it to the ring because he will probably be in a traffic accident driving around Los Angeles because he's a very bad Asian driver.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll drive him there. You just worry about what happens inside the ring, Oscar.
Now,
he's going to hit you so many times that you're going to really start to believe you are Mexican after a while.
Now, Freddie, what happened that you were calling, I believe, Oscar's current trainer, Nacho? You were not happy with him. You called him names.
Yeah, Nacho's an asshole.
He is. He is too, huh?
I don't like him. There's no secret about it. We don't get along. I don't like the guy. Nacho's an asshole. Oscar's an asshole.
Nacho's a great man. He's very lovable and likable. Mm-hmm. Freddie Roach is a moron and an idiot.
Wow.
And he was like a father figure to me, a great man. I looked up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's let our relationship dissolve, and it hurts me. And because I wanted him to be part of the Golden Boy Empire.
Well, I would like to be part of that too, but you're 53 and you've had like four fights in the past 10 years.
Can you hear him shivering over the phone? Can you hear the phone clacking against his head?
I would rather be associated with a fighter like Manny Pacquiao.
I would rather be associated with a trainer who could stand still, but you can't. You can't
move. I have Parkinson's disease.
He does have Parkinson's.
I have Echo Parkinson's disease.
That's a very Mexican disease to get on.
Because
sure is.
I'm so Mexican.
I have Parkinson's disease, and I was in the ring training with Oscar, and he still couldn't hit me.
Oh, wow.
That's the situation. And I think Manny Pacquiao is going to disassemble him when it comes time to fight. To be honest,
I have a very high level of respect for Manny Pacquiao,
mm-hmm.
and I look forward to this fight. And it hurts me to hear these words from Mr. Roach.
Oscar, your last fight was in May. You fought Steve Forbes.
Wait a minute.
And if you could fight that old dude who runs a magazine, I mean, he almost beat you. So
why did you fight Steve Forbes?
That was the name of the boxer. That's a little boxing joke. That is his name, but it's not the same Steve Forbes as you think.
I would fight the real Steve Forbes, though.
Yeah, I know you would, because you might have a chance then if you fought him. Steve Forbes is an asshole, by the way.
That's what I hear, yeah. There's of course, a lot of trash talking in front of every major fight, and I guess it'll all be resolved in the ring this coming Saturday night in Las Vegas. I want to say good luck to you, Mr. Roach, and your fighter, Manny Pacquiao, and good luck to you, Oscar De La Hoya, the Golden Boy, for stopping by at K-Rock. We appreciate that, too.
Thank you, Kevin, for being your assholes.
Offspring on the way. Also, Gorillaz. Ralph Garman will be here in just a few minutes with the drunk edition of his Showbiz Beat. You know, we have this thing on the Kevin and Bean Morning Show that we do every morning called the Afro Line. And it's an answering machine that we have set up for you when you can't call and get through, or you think of something throughout the day or night and you want to leave a message for us. And then we play it back on the radio. And that number is 323-520-AFRO.
We play a lot of audio on the morning show and in the afternoon as much as we can. This latest story about the Flaming Hot Cheetos, though, has pretty much captured the nation.
As long as you guys know that those Hot Cheeto Kids make me so happy. They make my morning. When you plant them, it just makes everything okay for that day. It makes me crazy.
I think we know exactly how you feel, because we feel the same when we hear these little kids from a school in Pasadena, and listen to how happy they are about their snack food of choice.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos. I love you so much. I love
Miss Cleo is a phone screener on our program, and she has a couple of things that people tend to love.
Whenever I see Miss Cleo's boobs, I go crazy. I just love Miss Cleo's boobs. I love it so much.
Can't argue with that.
Lisa has her fans.
Hey, Kevin, Bean, Lisa. Man, I'd love to have sex with Lisa. In the
All right.
Wow.
Well, that took a hard right.
<Didn't> it?
So to speak.
It was shooting right up the mountaintop, and then, oh, wow. Wow. Yesterday, we were talking about Sean Avery, who was a hockey player that referred to his ex-girlfriends as sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds? Pam Anderson?
I don't even understand what that's about.
The phone calls are flooding in about the success of the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
You know, the best thing about Cinco de la Tarde is listening to you guys stoned. Awesome.
Not stoned. Drinking.
Only stoned on the Friday show. Just drunk Monday through Thursday.
We did a topic of people that you absolutely need to get off of your TV set now, or you will die.
People we want off our TV set, you guys missed one. That 1-800-DENTIST guy, that smirky, smug bastard, I want him off my TV. Seriously, it's about time. Dude, seriously, off.
Wow, how much can you hate the 1-800-DENTIST guy?
No.
I couldn't even tell you what he looks like.
I have no idea.
Calling about your segment on most hated people that should be off TV. You should do the same list for radio. Number one would be Psycho Mike! I hate you!
Psycho Mike does tend to get his share of love.
Psycho Mike is really stupid. Who guessed that Bean is too? Whenever they go out, the people always shout, there goes homosexual King of Psycho Mike. Na 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 na.
I don't know what it is about the Afro Line, Kevin. Maybe you have a theory, but why does it turn into a karaoke bar most nights?
I don't know.
It seems like half the messages that people leave for us at night, they insist on singing.
Have you heard? Bean is gay. Bean is gay.
Wow.
Family Guy fans will recognize The Bird is the Word.
Yes.
Which was a Family Guy episode, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he sang it, Peter Griffin, the character, sang it throughout the entire show. And kept, when you thought it was over, kept coming back.
Have you heard that Bean is gay? Bean, 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 Bean,
Understood.
Miss Double December, come. What just happened to me?
I don't know.
What did you guys just happen? Did I have a stroke right there?
I think you did.
Wow. Miss Double D competition is tomorrow morning live in Fullerton.
Yo, Double D's. Double D's in the please. Putting my mind at ease. No fooling. When I look at that rack, I'm drooling. Y'all ruling. Be a Double D queen for Kevin and Bean. Show your assets. If you know what I mean, don't hide them. It'll all be fine when you're Miss Double D Queen for 2009.
You can still vote for the girl of your choice, by the way. They are all up on the Kevin and Bean page of KROQ.com. All 9 Miss Double D contestants. And there's video this year. You can actually see the talent that they came in and performed on our show. You can vote for your favorite and then find out if she wins tomorrow morning live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Doors open at 6 o'clock sharp. 18 and up. Just bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots to get in tomorrow morning. We'll see you there.
We can also never tell when people call and they compliment us. Usually we...
Wow, you guys are great. You guys are really funny.
So far, so good.
You guys crack me up. Mm-hmm. You're hilarious.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
You guys are the best talk show people on the face of this radio.
Okay, now
he's... Oh, my gosh, you guys are great.
All right.
You guys are God's gift to radio.
Now you're just
rocking. Thank you. You guys make my morning
okay.
great. You
All
guys
right.
are so funny.
All right.
You're great. You
Got
guys...
It.
No.
All right.
Wow. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
Don't forget to go to KROQ.com and find out what song you are listening for to win your tickets. And I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this or not, but this weekend on K-Rock, we're going to be giving away pit passes for
right.
Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. How about that?
You're not allowed to mention that. That's correct.
Sorry. All right. Just... We'll edit that in post.
Right.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday afternoon. What's going on, Argar?
Did you catch the big Grammy concert and nomination announcements last night?
Mm-mm. Did not know.
They were good. Foos played. They had all the bands that were performing last night perform songs from the Grammy Hall of Fame. Song Hall of Fame.
That's new, right?
Yeah.
Opens Saturday.
Oh.
Saturday. And Foo Fighters did a little song called You're So Vain. Remember that song by Carly Simon?
Yes.
With sort Mick of? Jagger singing in the background?
You're so vain.
He was singing behind him.
He's doing the background vocals in that song, yeah. But Foos gave it their own little flair, and it sounded great. Here's a little taste.
I had some dreams, there were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, yeah. You're so vain. You probably think the song was about you. You're so vain. Yeah. I bet you think the song was about you.
It's the first year that they ever made this television program. They created a show around announcing the Grammy nominations. Usually it's just at a press conference at a hotel at 5 in the morning or something like that. And they decided to turn it into something. And I think they did a really nice job with it. They only gave out a few of the categories on the TV. And then you could go to the website and get the rest. But they had a half a dozen musical performers or so. It was pretty entertaining.
Congratulations to Coldplay with 7 nominations. They were second only to Lil Wayne in terms of most nominations handed out last night. They're nominated in almost every category that matters. And a bunch of K-Rock artists are doing well. Metallica got 4 nods themselves. MIA's nominated for Paper Planes. Katy Perry got nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for I Kissed a Girl. So there is some representation. Best Alternative Music Album, Modern Guilt by Beck. Narrow Stairs, Death Cab for Cutie, The Odd Couple, Gnarls Barkley, Evil Urges, My Morning Jacket, and In Rainbows by Radiohead. My favorite nomination of the night by far, though, was Best Solo Rock Performance. One of the nominees, Paul McCartney.
Oh, come on.
For I Saw Her Standing There.
What?
His live version at Amoeba Records, which I guess he released at some point.
What?
Okay. Leg, hold on. You're going to nominate Paul McCartney for singing I Saw Her Standing There, a song he recorded with the Beatles over 40 years ago. He gets to get nominated again? No,
because they rolled tape on it at an Amoeba Records in-store.
No, sir!
What the hell?
I agree.
Denied!
He probably sings that song every year someplace. Does that mean he gets nominated?
No.
That's BS.
That's ridiculous. Madness, I say. But I just thought it was funny that Paul nominated for something he did 40 years ago. Must be nice just to be able to keep rehashing
sure.
stuff over and over again. Interesting reality TV show news. Lisa Rinna from Dancing with the Stars and her actor husband Harry Hamlin. Are being given their own reality show about their life with their 2 daughters. That's going to be fascinating.
Wow.
Listen, when does it come? When does the time come where we stop following celebrities around just randomly with cameras?
I don't know.
Thinking that their lives are interesting?
Yeah, especially since they're just like us.
Shut up.
What's the point?
I'm serious.
Shut up.
What's interesting about her life? Nothing.
Didn't Denise Richards teach us anything? That genre is dead.
Was that on VH1?
It's like the variety
show.
There's just no more following around celebrities. No, there's no more celebrities left that we care about. We want to follow around with cameras. Certainly not Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin.
No. Although Britney Spears, they should just broadcast her life 24/7, and that'll just do us for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. The polished Britney that MTV gave us, not nearly as interesting. No. Although huge numbers for them. Almost 4 million viewers for that show on Sunday.
Really? Wow.
For basic cable. Is outstanding. So congratulations to MTV. Congratulations also to David Duchovny. Showtime has announced they've just given the go-ahead for a third season of Californication. It'll be a new 12-episode season scheduled to premiere late in 2009. So you have to wait a little bit. But it'll be worth it because
that's
that show
great series.
Is very, very entertaining. So congratulations.
I used to like him, and now I hate him.
Why?
What the hate? Why is the hate?
That's not me. It's just some guy.
Oh.
Well, tell some guy to shut up. Great news. Looks like Knight Rider's close to being canceled.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Although NBC didn't come out and say the show was canceled, they did announce yesterday that the show's 17th episode would be the last for the season. The show debuted to strong ratings, but had been tapering off. And about a month ago, NBC changed the show to eliminate some of the lesser characters and to stress the relationship between Michael and Kit.
How'd that work out?
Because that's really what we care about, the relationship between a man and his car. Didn't turn out so well. So it's still struggling in the ratings, and ABC is going to give it a rest. They're going to sit it down for a little while and see what happens. Some rumors are being denied. Kelly Ripa is denying rumors that her husband, Mark Consuelos, is leaving her, that they're splitting up.
Okay. That usually precedes the actual split up.
They have like 27 kids.
They do.
Yeah. That's a lot of kids.
No wonder he's fed up. The story is 100% false, says Kelly. And the lawyer for the couple says they want a full retraction from the National Enquirer and an apology, or else heads are going to roll.
Wow.
And money will be spent.
I don't know how the tabloids get away with printing so many of these. One of the other tabloids has Bill and Hillary filing for divorce this week, too. And if it's not true, I just don't know how they can publish stuff like that every week.
Well, that one's true.
That one's been coming for a long time.
Yeah, he's been dying. Good, she's going to be busy being Secretary of State. I can get the hell out. Do you hear the rumors that he might take over her Senate seat in New York?
No.
I heard some are suggesting it, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems a step beneath where he was.
Actually, he's been president.
Yeah. But compared to what he's doing now, which is running a charity, it's kind of a step up,
that's
really.
That's all he's doing.
Yeah, he's... That's pretty much 24-7 right now for him.
Oh, you know, he's getting all kinds of brown sugar down there in Harlem where he's got his office. So hot.
I won't... I want you to know I'm learning how to self-edit. I will not bore you with the list in my mind that I'm dying to express of former presidents who have gone on to serve in the House and in the Senate. I will not even bring that up.
You just did.
I'm just saying, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to bore you by telling you.
But then
who
why
they were.
Tell you're us boring me now?
Why tell us that you know it, but you're not going to tell us?
You're
why
boring
not?
Me by bringing up the subject.
I just want you to know how lucky you are.
No,
that
just,
I've decided not to mention
it. You just want us to know that you know it.
Exactly. No,
you're,
I just
yes. I have big brain. I have big brain.
Most of us would think I'm not going to bore them with it, and then not even open our mouths.
I just found out I have Asperger syndrome.
Yeah,
you sure do. And lastly, my favorite story of the day has to be the interview with Us Weekly magazine and the mom of Heidi Montag.
Oh.
Speaking out about the marriage between Heidi and Spencer. Heidi's mom, Darlene Egelhoff, says that she predicts the marriage will last about 6 months.
Of her own daughter.
Yeah. That long.
Spencer's tried to cut everyone out of Heidi's life, she says. I've been honest with Heidi and it caused our relationship to decline. I'm more devastated about that than the marriage because I'm confident the marriage won't work out. I give it about 6 months. She also says that Spencer is a master manipulator and seems to have power over Heidi. I'd like to see a blood test from Mexico. Wouldn't surprise me if he had drugged her.
Yes.
To get her to marry him.
Yes.
Slipped her a roofie. Christmas roofie is known as the wedding drug.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Put in your drink, and next thing you know, down the aisle, baby. Uh-huh. But they're doing it in all the clubs.
Is that code?
No. Walk down the aisle. Today's celebrity birthdays, model Tyra Banks is a whore. And
right.
She's 35.
She really is bad.
She's
just shrill
she's
and everything.
She's only 35, too. Yeah. She looks older.
She's horrible.
Oh, good one, Lise.
She does.
That'll freak her out.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, that'll freak her out the most.
Her level of annoying qualities grows exponentially. I've never seen anyone become more obnoxious in the public eye. It's a phenomenon. Usually you start off being like a douche, and then you maintain a sort of a flat level of douchosity.
Right.
But she really is just spiking these days. It's crazy.
But you'll recall 5 years ago when she was just a model, before she was on our TV on every channel all day long, all the time, everybody loved Tyra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she spoke.
She seemed to be sort of a self-possessed woman who was making her own way and, you know, had a career going and everything. Everyone thought very highly of her. And then we found out the truth.
Yeah.
That's why I've always said, good-looking girls, just shut the f*** up.
You can't use that language, Ralph.
Just did. Can you do it again?
No.
All right, then. Japper.
I'm sorry. What?
I almost said Japper Razy when I was doing the birthdays.
They're tricky, the Japanese. They slide into spaces when you least expect it.
Rapper Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
Is 39 years old.
Very different.
Marissa Tomei turns 44, and actor Jeff Bridges is 59. One of my favorite actors. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, Ralph, no heavy drinking tonight because we need you at your best tomorrow. You are going to be the Grand Master at the Miss Double December 2009 live pageant in Fullerton tomorrow.
I heard Flash was going to be the Grand Master.
Like it'll help if he doesn't drink tonight.
So yeah, because I'm going to drink in the morning.
Yeah,
so I might as well just keep going.
We are going to be at the Slide Bar, which is at 122 East Commonwealth Avenue, downtown Fullerton. You can get this information at KROQ.com as well. Doors open at 6 o'clock sharp, 18 and over to get in. 21 plus must show ID for a drinking wristband. We are asking that you bring a new unwrapped toy that we will donate to our Toys for Tatas campaign. We will be on-site collecting for both the Los Angeles and Orange County chapters. Breakfast buffet served all morning, and it is free. It is going to be a webcast at KROQ.com if you're unable to join us in Fullerton tomorrow. And the voting is still open between now and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You can help us decide who will wear the crown of Miss Double December 2009.
Probably the most coveted crown in all of history.
I think so.
I would guess.
Yeah.
Or
guys
not.
Are high.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right.
I don't really have anything else to tease, Bean.
Really?
Because tomorrow's the show.
It's Double D. It's all Double D.
That's it.
All the time.
So I could say, hey, tomorrow morning, a brand new show.
Come on down to the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Right.
That's where we'll be. Bring an unwrapped toy for kids who are less fortunate than you.
And don't forget, you're still listening for a song to win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
Oh,
that's a good one. Okay.
Caller 20 when you hear that.
So if Nicole plays that, you know what to do. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next, including Danzig, also Linkin Park, Chili Peppers, and more after this on K-Rock.